to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Damn straight.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I'm Larry.
Hi.
Your toy.
How you doing?
I call that now your toy.
Larry. Our toy.
Larry in a box.
No.
Yes, Larry.
What?
I don't know. What? I just found a note that another show left and I was showing it to you. I can't do this.
The show was that from,
I don't
probably
know.
From El Jefe's show.
I would think so.
I would imagine if there's
a note
in here.
I can't do this.
Note here says I can't. Maybe it was just Jefe's, like, end of show.
Cry for
well, that's
help.
His mantra, isn't it?
Was it a general statement about the show?
Maybe so. Hold on, let me check and make sure it's not my handwriting.
I've lost it. Here it is.
Well, okay, so let's do it this way.
If you wrote that down, it's awfully late for that.
That's for sure. I agree. Oh, I'm lying in bed.
I'm lying in bed.
I'm lying
There's
in
a
bed.
Minister over there.
Right?
Yeah.
People are all gathering around the bed.
Oh, that had to hurt.
That hurt.
Gathering around the bed.
Back to life.
Yeah. Well,
you might have taken it from them.
Can we talk about something?
Okay.
Something you love?
Yes.
What do you love?
Come boy.
Of course he does. Each and every day.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? This is Michael Scott Shannon.
And I'm Mill Drysdale.
I'm a hot-rocking, flame-throwing, plastic surgeon-having disc jockey from New York, known to you as the Big Apple.
And I'm simply a Southern California snob who loves Granny.
That's the most popular old-school vocal harmony group in Japan.
What would that be?
Boys to Yen.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, God.
Who is Kirstie Alley's favorite rock band?
Who?
Bon Bon Jovi.
Okay. All right, I'm laughing at that one.
Good job, Mill.
What does it... Hello.
Hi.
I'm Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
And now, back to the countdown. What disease might a Swedish resident get from a mosquito? Sveningitis.
Oh, boy. Is that it?
No.
Oh.
And finally...
I can't do this.
Yes, you can. Come on. Where is Milburn Drysdale?
Oh, he's right here.
What Las Vegas Animal Act featured one guy that was addicted to performance-enhancing drugs?
Siegfried and Steroid?
Siegfried and Royd.
Oh, Royd.
Royd.
Oh.
Right.
Hey now.
I'm Scott
Shadid.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
There's no lying in advertising. This is a joke service, which is still sending us this free sample stuff.
Yeah.
It says right on the top, these are completely lame groaners.
Good. Yeah, well, they don't fall to that.
We were warned. And, oh, here we go. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. They probably took it from them, and all the ships at sea. Hey, these cats never round down on the comedy.
No.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for listening. Don and Mike show, new episode on this Wednesday, 08-25-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Yeah, thank you, Buzz. And hi, thank you for listening, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wonderful.
It's Wednesday, August 25th, 20-04. Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Mexico North and Canada, up in Toronto, call 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. on WJFK-FM, 202-432-1067.
That is delightful.
Before we start, I mentioned this yesterday about Chris Berman. I brought in the Sports Illustrated article. Here is
Boomer.
Here is the quote. Blah, blah, blah. Chris Boomer, who's worked at ESPN for 25 years. Quote from Chris Boomer. We're the Mercury astronauts. That's who I think I am. Not me alone, but those of us who were here at ESPN in the beginning. We were the Mercury astronauts. And I'm Alan Shepard. Because I've done all three stages, you know? I went up with Mercury, I was in Gemini, and I was in Apollo.
Oh, boy. Oh, God. What is it with those Sports Center guys? And they are so full of themselves.
And then what's great is Sports Illustrated, underneath, in parentheses, as the next line. We pause here to mention that Alan Shepard only did two stages, Mercury and Apollo.
That is their little way
Of
saying they don't approve.
Come on, Chris Berman. Okay, so anyway, I found that, and I was glad I could bring that in.
Yeah.
A true moron. I want to talk about our website here, but first, today, a spotlight on a true, absolute...
No, he's not retarded.
No, and there's a difference between being a retard and being a moron, or as I call this guy, a moron.
You came across a moron today?
This has happened before, but not to this extent. I'm at the Exxon station in Reston.
Okay.
It's the kind where if you pay an extra $3, you go through the cheapy car wash.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Looks like it might rain. I think, what the hell, I'll do it. I've got the rags in my car. I'll wipe it down, whatever, when I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm behind line in this guy, and there's someone who's in the little car wash thing, and then there's the guy in front of me.
That's the moment where you go into it, and you park, and then the machine just goes up and down over your
garage. It couldn't be simpler.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what you're supposed to do.
Wash robot.
Here's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to, while the car in front of you is getting washed, you lean over to the keypad, and let me just say, it's ultra, ultra complicated.
Yes.
That they give you a five-digit code.
Five.
Right? Five digits, and what you're looking at basically is like a home telephone, where you push, you know.
Okay, and it's on your gas receipt.
It's just like that.
You know, code like number.
That's all you have
to keypad.
Do. A keypad. Well, I wasn't mad when the guy in front of me...
I've worked that machine before.
...sat while the guy in front of him was in the car wash...
Right.
...and waited until the guy was all done, even with the drying sequence, to drive away. It was at that point he inched up close enough to look at this box, which apparently he'd never seen before.
Okay.
Right. This thing that had this contraption that has the keypad on
it. Alien device.
So then he gets out of his car. Now, this I really don't follow, but he gets out of his car because he's got to look at the receipt and very carefully...
Why does he have to get out of his car to look at the receipt?
I don't know.
Better lighting.
Part of the problem.
You get the receipt when you fill up.
No, I know, and he had the receipt the whole time in his hand.
LED, you know, the little thing says, want car wash?
He had the receipt in his hand.
No, what I'm saying, though, it's a little thing that tells you thank you, says, want car wash? Yes, no.
Right.
Right.
And then you hit that, and then at the end, when you fill up, even if you don't want a receipt, you have to get one because it's got the code for the machine.
So the guy's got the thing, and he didn't punch it in while he was sitting there. He waited till the other guy was gone out of the little hut. Then
I'd even give him a free pass on that because you savvy car wash users know that while he's getting his wash, can put your thing in.
But it gets worse because I would even give him that money.
Right, I figure you would.
Then he gets out of the car, and I'm not exaggerating when I say, because I'm listening to songs, and it's, you know, like two songs, so it's 6 minutes of him. And I would definitely hear this. I would hear. Boom, boom, boom. Well, it's five. It's a five number.
Yeah, it's five numbers.
So the guy stood there for two entire songs, 6 minutes, going. and then he pushes the button. You know, the button, and then you wait for the guy in the bulletproof.
Over the help button.
You know, meanwhile, the guy, you know, for all I know, he's wanted for 9/11. Mm-hmm. The guy.
I'm having trouble.
The guy that's inside the bulletproof little box outside.
Right. He won't come out, and the last thing he wants to do is come out.
Right.
So it's the guy says, I've keyed my code in, and the guy says, I'm clear of the machine, can you try it again? And then the guy goes, see, nothing, nothing. And then the guy says, five numbers. And at this point, the guy in front of me is just looking at this thing that's sticking up, this prompter thing, and he says back to it, what five numbers?
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
So they finally work it out. The guy inside the box says, 7-7-3-3-5. So then the guy, lo and behold, it's 7-7-3-3-5, and boom. Okay, now the green light goes on.
Yay.
This is where I lose it with this fellow today. This was just at like 1 o'clock this afternoon. I lose it with him. It's real simple. You drive into the car wash hut. You wait until you go over whatever the little sensor is that says,
yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, and it's green until you put your tire in that sensor, and then when it locks in there, it says stop.
And they give you lots of wiggle room. Well, this guy pulls past it. I see the green light go off, and then the red light go on, and then it says, back up. So what does the guy do?
I mean, they'll tell you even if you mess it up.
Yeah. What does the guy do?
What?
He backs up.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, I've already pulled into the area where I'm next in line. I'm already punching my little code in.
Right. Uh-huh.
When I see coming back at me at about 15 miles an hour.
I mean, he's like backing all the way out of the garage?
Yes. Hello.
It said
back up. So I'm... I'm laying on the horn like a maniac,
yeah.
And I can't back up because there are four cars behind me.
Right.
So the guy stops. Now the guy has stopped. He's in the land of no lights because there's not a green light saying go. There's not a red light saying stop. Uh-oh,
but what he should do is, like, he should go back into that little sensor.
Yeah. There's not the yellow or the yellow vanilla light that says back your car up.
Right.
So now he's just sitting there.
Right.
His back bumper is maybe a foot from mine.
Mm-hmm.
This is how far out of the car wash he is back.
Right.
Crazy.
So he sits there, and he sits there, and finally I do what I don't want to do. I press the button. Because I'm up there at the little call thing. So I press the button. And then I got Ali on the phone going, I'll help you. And I said, yeah, the guy that had the problem with the code, his car is stuck inside the machine. I mean, I don't know if it's stuck or not. And all I hear from the guy is, I'll get there. So I'm sitting there.
What's your total time frame? Because those things are notoriously slow.
This is now over 15 minutes.
At least.
And it ain't like I can back out because there are cars behind me.
Everybody wants to get their quickie little horrible car wash.
So the manager of the place comes out and walks right inside, and the guy rolls down his window.
Is your car wash water only?
I think so.
Checking.
It's not brushes. It's one of those just the real hard hose.
All right, yeah.
Like a prison quality hose. Yeah,
nothing like getting the hard hose.
So the guy, the guy that owns the station or runs the station has a conversation with the guy, and I can see it's not going badly. Rather, it is going badly.
Oh.
It's not going well because what happens is the guy from the gas station ends up pointing towards the exit. And just says, out! Get out! Just get out! Get out!
Good.
So
good.
So the guy in the first car, the guy that's caused all the problems, this was just 2 hours ago.
He just leaves?
He drives away.
Good.
The manager, or whoever it is, comes up to me and says, do you know what his problem was? And I said, let me list the ways. I said, the guy couldn't figure out the code. He bumped in, he bumped out, he bumped in, he bumped out. He said, when he backed out, how far back did he back out? I said, he backed out. You saw it. He was like within a foot of my car. And then this is where the guy from the gas station, I guess, pissed off the guy in the car. What the guy in the gas station said to the guy in the car is, once you go through one of these car washes and you back and forth and back and forth and back and forth three times, you null and void.
Right.
You are only given three shots.
All right, as it should be.
To figure this out.
Fair enough.
Now, the guy in the car.
Wonderful.
The guy in the car was arguing, this is not posted anywhere.
Right.
Oh, that you can't go back and forth. So what the guy at the Exxon said to me was, he's outside, I'll argue with him. And then the guy at the Exxon was very cool because there was still three cars behind me. And he said, I swear to God,
$1 off all washes. $1 off all washes.
Oh, that's nice.
For everybody who's already in line.
And you got in and got your car washed.
Yeah, and just what a total dumbass. I mean, I know I've talked about stupid people before.
Is it up there with the quizzical looks at the ATMs when people still can't figure those out?
Yeah, it's the same.
Is it up in the same category with the woman who writes a check and the 15 items are less
mine? Oh, my God.
And then asks for extra money, but do you also ask for it in change so that she can take out her little change?
But the thing is, but it's like you said, Mike, when you buy the gas, you get the receipt that says on the bottom, car wash code.
Does it talk to you, the little box? Because some of those boxes do.
The box tells you what to do.
The box says, welcome to the Exxon Town Center Car Wash.
Put in your code.
You have purchased the best car wash available. Please wait until,
I totally empathize with it. If you're a moron, put in three numbers. So many idiots.
Four numbers out of five.
But it's great that you got the water only. I like
water only.
Because some of those things are just old and cheap and, they smear your car. I went into one time with a gas fill-up that left literally on the back of my car, which I have a black car, and the car was covered with like a tiny sheet of plastic. Anybody that's ever hit balls at a driving range, that kind of plastic you get on the bottom of your golf club when you hit off a mat,
sure.
It was the same thing, only it was on the back of my car.
Vinyl brushes.
Vinyl brushes, not good.
Go brushless.
Not good. Hello. So anyway, I don't know who this guy is, but what a dumb turd he is.
He's not alone.
Really, what a dumb turd. And I just hope it rains. Even though my car is washed, I hope it rains so his car wash is ruined. Assuming that he went back through and got a second car wash.
I think we're going to have dry weather through the weekend.
Hello?
You're going to have to be on hold.
Hello? No, you're not going to have to be on hold. Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike show.
Hi, you happen to be on the air.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Why don't you turn your radio down?
We're great.
I'm doing that. Yes, I apologize.
Thank you.
How are you all this afternoon?
We're doing great, thanks.
I tell you what, you guys get me home every afternoon. I do appreciate it. I got a question for Mike.
Yes, God bless you.
I drive in the Manassas area, and I noticed that there's a restaurant called O'Meara's.
Yes.
Just curious, are you related in any way to that restaurant?
I am related to it.
You are?
Come on, Mike.
I am related to it.
Come on. You wouldn't give up a plug just to goof around?
You didn't give me a... Calm down. Calm thyself down. I was going to say I am related to the owner.
Okay.
Look around, Kathy.
And then I was going to say whatever popped into my mind, like my mother.
I'm sorry.
Or my father.
I'm sorry. But
no, I was going to say, no, that's me. Yeah, Silver, yeah, drop by. I'm not going to do the shameless plug.
No, but I was hoping that you would say
I'm not
going to
do that until draft day.
I was hoping that you would say to her, you don't know this place, O'Meara's, and you're not affiliated with it.
I was going, but, I disciplined myself with that,
Okay.
Oh, my God. We got to get some people in there, okay? Tables are empty at lunch, all right?
Because
nobody knows it's the goddamn Look Around Cafe.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
What's that?
I drive by there all the time.
I get that all the time. Excuse me, ma'am. I get that all the time, too.
What is
this? I thought this was the Look Around Cafe.
I do apologize.
No problem, but stop by sometime, okay? Please.
I would love to.
Thank you.
I know.
All right.
I absolutely will.
Great.
Thank you, guys.
Car wash codes at the bottom of the receipt.
No, not,
everything's
have
just
a good
fine.
One, guys.
Thank you.
See you later,
thanks.
Buddy.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ah, okay.
Ah.
Down, Tiger.
Don't you want to give Rennie O'Meara dollars?
Yeah.
It's just, I do get that. It's a lot of people that get car washes.
Hello. Ken. Hi, Ken. Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, I do work at car dealerships, and last week I pulled a nice 2004 Yukon into the car wash off the lot, and I noticed, the rear tailgate hatch was open. So instead of backing out and resetting the car wash, I decided to climb over the seats and shut it.
Oh, from inside the van, okay.
And as I was shutting it, I said, wow, these brushes really move fast on this car wash. I had left it in reverse, and it went racing out of the car wash.
Oh, man.
I must have got 50 feet. There was plenty of room. Didn't hit anything. I tried to put it in park as I'm crawling back over the seat. it won't go in park because my foot's not on the brake, so my only choice is to push the emergency brake on the floor with my hand.
Oh, God.
Wow, a dive.
And I got it stopped, and I felt like that squirrel on that car commercial. I was just, oh, my God, I can't believe that happened. And I looked in the mirror, and I had given myself a black eye diving into the steering wheel.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right, you win. That's
great.
That's the worst story.
Good story.
Thank you. See you later.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Mike. Don and Mike Show. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, Don, I got one question for you. Was there a Bush sticker on the back of that car?
The car was covered with Bush stickers. I mean, it was one of those cars that someone tried to turn into like a gigantic bumper sticker.
Was it the round one they had that says just says W04?
Oh, and also there was a big Confederate flag in the back.
But will he pull the right lever?
Will he? Okay, that's the gas thing. So anyway, that's that. And if you're wondering, it was a Toyota Corolla. Year approximately late 90s.
Really?
Cream colored.
Driver, any you want to profile the driver? I figured you might want to.
They'd make him take his shoes off at the airport.
Okay.
If I could just say that.
Not an elderly person, though.
No, I would say, late 30s, early 40s.
Good.
Right. Good. I didn't want to say it, shoe bomber. Didn't want to say it, but could be.
This machine is wrong. I dispute this machine. There is no way he said to back up. So I back up. Your machine is stupid and so is your gas station.
You should have been there.
I will not come back here.
Sounds like you were there.
My God, what is wrong with you?
All right, listen, hold on. Are you ready for it? Now, I know we've talked about this before, about jumping into the future.
Yeah.
With what some people have told us is called, if I'm not incorrect, Mike, a website?
Yes, magical.
Now,
absolutely space age.
We know nothing about this. However, if you go to donandmikewebsite.com, you'll see nothing.
Right.
But soon you'll see something that says under construction.
Right.
So, let me just see. I can figure out what I can talk about and what I can't talk about. Why the website will be good. It'll have an affiliate list. It'll have a store. It'll have links to our friends. We'll be doing online chats.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Well, hi, Susie.
And listen, my wife was involved in some discussions today with some legal people about this. My main concern in having a website was I've always said it makes no sense if you can't hear the show.
Yeah.
And we went round and round with this on CBS, with CBS, and we cannot offer a web stream of the show.
No.
However, we can put a daily 20-minute highlight of that day's show up on a website.
We think.
What?
We think. It's 100%. You're ready to go before it's 100%.
Well, I think, I've heard some other stuff.
You mean to say CBS doesn't move quickly?
Yeah. But this is the compromise, I think, and this would make sense for me if we're going to have a website, because we don't want a website with, like, goofy pictures and the crazy bouncing, pick the right one and win a prize, whatever that junk is. You don't want that. You want to go to a website for a show that you like that has an affiliate list, which this would have, links to their websites, like a link to Mike's restaurant, O'Mara's.
Thank you.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
I'm prepared for that, Mike.
What?
There'll be insurance, but I'll get to deal.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
There'll be a page for Rich Eisen, who's coming on the show to be our NFL guy this year.
Good, right.
And we could do online chats. And more importantly, you could actually hear the show. I mean, you could hear
a good chunk of
a 20-minute highlight from every single show. Maybe.
When you were explaining that to me earlier, I was thinking to have, say, a 20-minute highlight of the show every day. It's a great thing to do for people that you might know in other cities. And you talk about, obviously the show comes up sometimes, and you say, to somebody that might be in a market where we're not heard, I said, would you like to hear these guys? And they can get on the website and listen to a segment of our show.
And that's something that could be and will be updated every day with like a 5-day backlog.
So is the website brushless?
Yes, it's totally brushless, Mike.
Good, good.
Totally brushless.
Water only.
Anyway.
Because this will be, you guys are busy enough, I'll be doing a lot of work on this, that it might coincidentally be the segment that I'm on.
What do you mean?
Time.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
She's the web mistress?
She's the web mistress. No, she's not even the web mistress.
No.
This website's being done by, I don't want to drop the names, but being done by some pretty, pretty...
Yeah, heavy-duty people.
Some pretty heavy-duty people.
Yeah, but somebody has to babysit it, and that'll be my job.
And I think you're going to do an exquisite job. And I look forward to you running and administering this website.
And when do we think... Now, listen, here's part of it.
When do we think, right?
Here's the thing. I don't see any need for pictures. I really don't. However, everybody keeps telling me that we should have pictures. So I've argued with the people here at the station, being that this is going to be our website, not the station's website,
right,
that we're going to get real, like, professional pictures done.
We never have.
So we don't look as hideous as we really are.
We've had publicity photos for our entire careers. We've never had one done, you know, professionally.
We need airbrushing and special effects.
So as soon as we get the pictures done,
I want lots of airbrushing.
That's one thing that's going to slow this down for a couple of weeks.
I was talking to them today, and even before the pictures are ready, if you guys are going to be on vacation or if you don't get a chance to do it till after, whatever, we can have it up before those are on and just have a spot.
All right. Well, what's the right now? Keeping in mind that we're just having to meet, and really, I know we've talked about this before. I wouldn't bring it to your attention now if we wouldn't, you know, be able to download stuff and make sure that we have something fresh up there every day. I mean, and, you know, even like a show log with stuff that... You write that junk down already, don't you, Rob?
Sort of.
All the junk that happens on the show? Yeah, there's stuff, you know, that we could do that doesn't make it jive and, mm-hmm. and you know, like self...
Promoting.
Yeah, although... We will have some products available.
Hey, I, you know me. I don't argue with that.
That's right.
Anyway, what's the... give me a scheduled time on this, baby. What do you think? You met with all these web people.
Although it will not be, you know, completely finished and it will evolve after this, it'll be ready to, you know, in a month, like the end of September.
End of September, okay.
End of September. All right, there you go.
Everything won't be on it because, you know, I don't know when, you know, you guys will get your pictures taken and different, and we might have to, you know, the way CBS... is not the quickest, and there might be other things to work out, but...
Yeah, we've got lots of issues with CBS, but we think we've cut through a lot of them enough to where we can make this announcement, at least, that...
Well, we waited a long time, and what you were telling me in the office before the show is the people that do these websites, we've got some great talent behind this, and it's going to look great.
Yeah, pretty good list of people, pretty high profile, but certainly much more high profile than we are, people who have had websites done by these folks.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, it was a good meeting, right?
No, it's a lot of fun. I'm very excited about it. And so it's long overdue, and it's, you know, and we were just too lazy and too cheap to put it together, but we do it now.
Well, no, we're not too lazy or too cheap. We just waited until we finally could get something that's worthwhile. At least we could say...
Well, you do it the right way. You get the right people to do it, and they're people that, you know, I mean, it's huge business.
You go to this website, and at least there will be something from that day's show, a 20-minute thing. Mm-hmm. You got a zip drive. You can download it in less than a minute.
Excellent.
You know, and start building a little audio file, if you like.
That's great.
And incidentally, it might not be a highlight from the show. It might be a lowlight.
A lowlight. Yeah.
Like from yesterday, it might be with that guy from The Apprentice.
Yeah, well, we had just a fight.
Yeah.
Just a pure slap-down fight.
Something that we'd suggest is the high or the low light.
Or yesterday's Jew to Jew or George Bush. Those were great.
Yeah, a lot of good
highlights.
So anyway, that's coming very soon. And pictures and the affiliate list, I mentioned that. And that's that. And I won't talk about the other thing with the possible link.
Okay, good.
I won't even mention that.
Good.
But I'm thrilled about that. That'd be great.
We're working now.
Yeah.
The link
to Al-Qaeda? Yes. Buzz, you're reading my mind. Okay, so that's that, darling.
All right, I love you, sweet pea.
I love you, too, and let's just find out.
And we can have updates about the status of our marriage, too.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I have one question.
Yeah.
Will Frida still run the website if she leaves you?
Will you?
I would love it. You know what? The good thing about the website, I'll have a chance to, on the times that you don't really express my point of view.
No. We've discussed this. There's not going to be like a page for you just to write your ladies' home journal.
Frida's thoughts.
No.
I think
we always edit Frida's thoughts.
Sometimes you don't convey to my satisfaction the right.
Are you talking on a headset?
Of course. You know why, Mike? Because she microtasked, and God damn it, she's cool.
All right,
she's cool.
If you want me to talk.
That's so much better.
So much better.
All right. But I'm a busy woman, though. I've got things to do.
You know.
I know. Lots of stuff to do.
Okay. Yeah, I know. You had, I bet you didn't even know while I was talking to you. I was cleaning up. Someone made a deposit in your room, my sugar bear.
You know, those dogs, I swear to God, Jack, I love those dogs, but for whatever reason, since you have blocked off every other room of the house now, and the only room that they know any smells in at all is my room, my TV room.
Right.
That's the second. I went in there this morning.
You
stepped on a nice green Tootsie Roll this morning.
There's a crusty one in your room that you must have been walking around for a long time. It's not fresh.
Yeah, I prefer those, though. Even, the, you know, yeah. if they linger a while, they're easier to clean up.
It's better to let them stay there.
Too. So, listen, the news here. I want to know, are you staying with me for today?
Yeah, today we're good. Today we're happy.
Excellent. Another one in the bank.
There you go. I never thought after 23 years I'd have to go day to day. But as Dan Patrick of ESPN said, to tie this all back together to Chris Berman, maybe the funniest thing he ever said, they had some report where they said, you know, Mike O'Mara hurt his thigh, but he's day to day. Dan Patrick just looked at the camera and said, aren't we all day to day?
Aren't we all?
We are. So,
and if you say one day at a time, maybe you can get like a little profile in silver of Frida and stick it on the back of your car and just, you know, like the fish.
Yeah.
Have right. one day at a time.
I'll do that, Mike. I'll do that. I get a big fish to remind me of Frida.
One day at a time.
Thank you.
Big fish. Okay. Right. Love you, darling.
I love you too, boo-boo.
Aren't you going to ask about me?
How are you doing?
No, if I'm staying with you or not.
No, I don't know what I'm supposed to ask.
Of course you're supposed to ask.
Yeah, I'm making the assumption you're not going anywhere. Because first of all,
how do you know?
I'd have to arrange it.
No, you wouldn't have to.
Yes, I would. I'd have to call the movers. I'd have to get all your crap packed up.
No, not if I was just going to just say, listen, bitch, I had it. Just go live at the hotel.
No, because then you'd leave. You wouldn't leave without your flat screen TV. There are things you wouldn't leave without.
You know what? See, this is where you underestimate me.
Ooh.
This is where you should not toy with me like this.
Why?
Because.
Are you telling me you'd buy another one?
Of course.
Because who controls the credit cards? You'd be standing there and they'd say, I'm sorry, Mr. Source.
Listen, at some point, and I'm kidding around with you now, but to be very serious, at some point, would I not be able to get control of my money or have you...
Charlie,
have
what you don't know is I had you declared mentally incompetent.
A long time ago. I didn't know she did that. She's got all the chips now.
All I know is the whole deal with... Somebody said to me the other day, they said, wow, I heard that stuff with your wife. They said, is that real? I said, you know, she had a senior moment. You know what I mean? It was one of those things she, you know... I said, they said, well, you know, be careful. She'll clean you out. I said, well, she'll clean me out. Christ, I don't know where any of my money is now.
No.
I never see a paycheck. My wife puts a little money in my ATM every week. I don't see anything.
In your ATM. She actually goes down and you have your own private machine, right?
It's just the one
that's the Donnie. It's the D-O-N-I.
Close to
help. She doesn't know how to work the real one.
Oh, that's right, because me so stupid.
Oh, no. You're cute, baby doll. You and your big Sharpie check.
If she's got a problem when I sign a check using a Sharpie.
Black ink, it's legal.
She has a problem.
I don't have a problem. It's your buddies at work who laughed at your checks with a big Sharpie.
Oh, did you guys laugh at those checks?
I think years ago, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
years ago, you wrote a check with a Sharpie, but I think...
I love Sharpies.
It was like huge lettering.
I love Sharpies, and you know what we didn't do for all the talk that we have about what we don't have in common, we didn't do the one thing that I really wanted to do this weekend. We didn't go to Staples, because I desperately need index cards and brand new Sharpies of all colors.
All right, Sugar Bear, well, I'm ready. We can do that on our exciting Saturday, or is there football?
No. We might have to postpone that till Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you got a nice little weekend plan.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
That's
all right. You better make time for me over the weekend, or there will be problems.
What do you mean I have to make plans for you over the weekend?
I didn't say make plans. Make time for me.
Make time? Darling.
I think that festival you guys like so bad is in town, isn't it?
What festival?
That Renaissance
show. She doesn't like it.
We're
I like
to
it.
The meat on the stick outing.
She doesn't like that.
Huh.
No. Listen, I'll figure it out. Everything's okay. Besides, she's told me she's staying with me today.
That's good.
She's staying with me today.
Yeah, bravo.
I'm done. Listen, why couldn't I be happier?
All right, good.
I've been married for 23 years, and I'm... Now, is this a day-to-day thing, or how long is this guarantee now that you're going to stay with me?
There are no guarantees. I know as much as I tease that there aren't any guarantees with you. You could have some hot young intern start at that radio station tomorrow and
I already do, and I already have fallen in love. His name is James.
Oh, baby!
Well, there you go.
His name is James.
I think that is important in a marriage, not to take you for granted, not to just assume that you'll always be there, and, you know, that's why you should always work at your marriage. So it is always dated.
That's worthy of a webpage.
Shut up, Rob.
Don't give up hope.
Rob, listen to Rob back there. That's right.
Oh, and Rob, I was thinking about you today.
That's right. Now you're going to get some.
That's right.
Now you're going to get some. What were you thinking about Rob?
Always been thinking about Rob, but I was thinking about a restaurant that does a big Oktoberfest thing and how, you know, we'll have to make it a night with the Spiewak when that time of year rolls around.
That'll be nice.
That would be nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, all right, good.
See, there are people like that.
Yeah, I'm planning on you being around in October.
She wasn't attacking. She was actually inviting.
All right,
wonderful.
There she is.
All right.
Okay, sweetie.
Let's leave on a good note. I love you, Sugar Bear.
I love you, too.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, bye-bye.
I'm always a little magic carpet ride, isn't it?
I tell you, Jack, I'm not kidding. That broad's nuts. I love her, man, but I'm serious. She's squirrely. I'm not sure what's going on there. But she's squirrely. But regardless, she's had all the meetings with all the Infinity lawyers and the CBS lawyers,
good.
So
that's
we're
nice.
Happy about the website.
Yeah. Good.
We'll let you know when that thing is up and running. Let's do a phone scan. Very early in today's show.
Yeah.
Your calls. Unscreen calls. So remember, when we say Don and Mike show, please remember this so as not to upset Mike. You are on the air when you hear Don and Mike show.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and that'll avoid an aneurysm.
And also, please, don't take your callers for granted.
877-365-3636, the national number. Your calls on any topic. Crazy, crazy unscreen calls. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
States that nobody has a bigger selection of the music and movies you love more than Tower Records and Tower.com.
Believe it or not, this year is the 50th anniversary of rock and roll, and Tower is celebrating by putting every CD by 50 rock legends on sale.
Every CD from the Beatles, Van Halen, Metallica, and Guns N' Roses, 25% off.
Don't forget AC/DC, the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, and of course, Jimi Hendrix. He's groovy, Mom.
And Dead.
They're all 25% off. That means hundreds of essential rock albums are all $10.
If you're into some great Mario, you can choose between The Passion of the Christ, South Park, Passion of the Jew. On shelves August 31, and Tower has both DVDs on sale.
That's some great video. How are you anyway? No matter what you're into, nobody has more of the music and movies you want than Tower Records at Tower.com. They even stock all of your favorites from Sophie B. Hawkins.
Who? Tower Records. Everything worth hearing is here.
Rick Dees in the morning. I hope you're feeling great today. It's an honor and a privilege to host the number one revenue-generating radio show of its kind in America. How exciting it is to know that this morning radio program brings in more money than any other of its kind.
Shut up!
Also, the Rick Dees Weekly Top 40 continues to be the number one contemporary music countdown of the world.
Are you
with
retarded?
Millions and millions of listeners in countries with names that are difficult to pronounce.
It's not a rhetorical question.
To many
are you retarded?
Counting down the hits around the world and on Armed Forces Radio, too. Hey, we're even on in Beijing every
no,
week.
No, he's not retarded.
And right here on Kiss FM. To my wife, Julie. Oh, my love. To my son, Kevin. Buddy, you are the original listener. Even before you were born. It has been decided that I will no longer be doing the daily morning radio show on Kiss FM. Now, how do you say goodbye to someone who means so much to you? The listener.
See you, jackass. It's
on in Mike's show.
Like that. That's how we do it.
It has been decided.
Bye, ass. See you.
Let them give ye a comedy facial. Don and Mike.
Right in here. Here we go. 877-365-3636. Number from America, Canada, 800-636-1067. And if you're listening to us on WJFK-FM, Don't forget, you have that secret number at 202-432-1067. Here we go. Very early in the show for the rotating random phone scan.
Yeah.
And you're the first caller. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Hi.
I was wondering if you guys can make my mom the mayor of Horse City. I don't know if you guys could do that.
If we could make
mayor? Boy, you're angry with your... Why are you so angry with your mother?
She's just a whore.
You got to give us a little reason for that.
Is she literally a whore, or does your mom act like a whore?
I would say more like acts, looks, like kind of the same thing.
Now, why so angry? Please explain.
Where are you calling from?
She's not like other moms.
Where are you calling from?
Las Vegas.
And how old are you?
20.
All right, then it's entirely possible if he's from Vegas that his mom is a whore.
Well, I think she's been seeing some of my friends on the side, so I don't know.
Really?
Just checking it out. So I told her that I was going to make her the mayor of Whore City.
Could
put her in, like, Horrington Fieldville or something.
Now, I'd like to just scratch the surface here and just get a little deeper.
Put gloves on first.
Are we talking literally about the fact that your mom is like, behaving in a promiscuous way? Or are you just angry at her for doing other things to you?
A little bit of both. I mean, she has, like...
Hold on. Is your mom having sex with men for money?
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Is your mom playing around seriously with your friends?
She flirts with them, quite a bit.
Okay, all right, we're getting somewhere.
You said she dresses whorishly.
She flirts with them.
But, you know, the mayor of Horse City, that's not an appointed position.
No, not at all. It's an elected position.
Now, your mom would have to do something awful, like you'd have to walk in and, like, catch her with all of your friends naked on the couch.
Sometimes it's a reclining position.
You know,
like sitting back there with like a big feather boa and a 12-inch cigarette going between the toes.
And big kegger. And all of your friends watching your videos.
Right.
Like wearing your clothes and stuff.
Little makeup, little dress up. Yeah. She doesn't go that far, but...
Right. No, see, when that happens, then you call us, son.
Okay.
Until then, you know, get a haircut.
Oh, well, thanks.
Okay, see you later.
There he goes.
Bye-bye.
Another satisfied customer.
Just another Las Vegas drifter. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Yeah, this is Gary. This is that crazy truck driver between Fresno and Sacramento somewhere.
Yeah, is that like giving himself a nickname?
Yeah,
I'm that crazy guy, you know, that kooky.
Whoa.
That funny, I'm so crazy, I'm funny.
Don and Mike, I don't know if that counted as a nickname.
No, but it was kind of in the same ballpark.
But you know who gave the thumbs up on that one?
Who's that?
It was Buzz.
Hi.
You know, very rarely does Buzz call for someone's head to come off.
Right.
But Buzz, I look up at Buzz, like, hey, thumbs up, like, hey, you gave a nickname.
And remember, I have a story about a Sacramento trucker later today, so.
You do.
That could have been him.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, fellas.
Hi.
Hey, Rogers.
Wayne
Rogers.
You know, that deserves credit based on his age. That's making me laugh out loud.
Wayne Rogers. Oh, the guy from MASH?
Hi, Wayne Rogers.
Hey, how you doing?
What's your name again?
Wayne Rogers.
That's all he has to do.
That's pretty dying.
That's all it's about, man.
That's pretty darn set on good.
This is a callback to that Frank Sinatra disc where Wayne Rogers did...
Oh, right.
Our happy birthday to Frank.
Even better.
Right, Wayne?
Can you play me some Frank?
Who is Frank? Who do you think you are? Who are you?
Who is this?
This is Wayne Rogers.
Wayne Rogers.
It's dead on. That's good. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi there, you're on the air with the phone scan.
Hey, have you been watching the Olympic swimming?
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's happening, Don?
Hey, not much. And you know, our swimmers may be doing great.
Well, I have watched actually some swimming and I like the underwater cam. And you know, really what you don't realize is every single swim meet, if they're not wearing the full body suit,
right.
If they're just wearing the trunks,
right.
Like the guys, every single one. As soon as they hit the pool, those trunks come off.
Wow.
It's fascinating.
Hello. Are you watching it on Bravo? Or on regular NBC?
Watching it on high definition.
High def. Yeah.
You see every wrinkle.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I had an experience over a few years. I was listening about a month ago. You went to the doctor.
The test for
the finger check,
right? The cancer thing, right?
Look around.
Yeah. Just a quick little. Well, make sure everything's okay back here.
The prostate.
In the prostate.
I had one on Monday, And, you know, I'm in the doctor's office, and the nurse, I kind of had a similar experience with the gown and everything. And then when the doctor finally came in, you know, and he had me get into that position.
Right.
And he starts out, I said, "Wow, Doc, what's that ring?" And he says, "Ring nothing, that's my watch."
Now listen, dude, I want to tell you something.
There's a price to pay.
Unless, except Mike is laughing like he's never heard that joke before.
I remember.
No, you know, this is a violation, Mike.
It is.
This is an absolute violation.
Such a violation.
The guy called.
That's not funny, sir.
With a joke.
I'm sorry.
Now you have to give out your phone. No. See, the thing is, Mike laughed, so technically you don't, but you must be punished.
Well, now I feel guilty because I laughed.
No, Mike, if this guy would have been up front with us, I would have said, "Hey, I got a joke
for
you."
I know the joke. It was just, it caught me by surprise.
Exactly.
He set a trap for us.
But if the guy had called and said, "Hey, I've got a joke," and
right.
made one of us laugh.
But he sold it so well, you know, I mean, I really thought he was in the doctor's office.
Okay, my friend.
Congratulations.
2 days in a row.
Selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike Exclusive Listeners Club. You are now a registered Don and Mike caller and are entitled to all the privileges that come with said title.
We got you on caller ID.
So watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign, which is to be placed prominently in your front yard.
For your neighbors.
You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in the book.
The book.
Good day.
Good day.
I said good day, sir.
I said good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Need his name.
First name, please.
That'd be Mark, Don.
And Mark, what's your last initial?
Last initial?
Yeah, yes, last initial.
F guy, what?
S.
And Rob, his official number?
00000021.
I like the way Rob does the numbers. And, sir, there are a lot of people in that book, but I will tell you that I'll come and see you in prison.
Hey, Don, let me
type. No, he's not allowed. He doesn't get
anything. You're in the book. You're in the book. And if you had just called to say, "Hey, I got a joke," you know, we would have gone through the whole rigmarole.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have laughed at it.
Oh, you wouldn't have laughed then?
No, because I knew it was coming.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Supreme Radio Emperors.
Howdy.
Howdy. Hey, I have to thank you, but it's only going to come across half-hearted.
Oh.
I got my wife involved in your show, and she really loves it. And she caught it the day that you were talking about Dr. Laura and about how men were basically raised to take care of women, and women these days should reciprocate.
Uh-huh.
Well, she said, you know, maybe they're right. So she went out and she bought me, I had no idea, Madden 2005.
Oh, that's good.
Which I thought was great.
Cool.
So she works a couple of days a week. She decided, I'm going to start playing it. So now, I get home, she wants to play me, I can never win. She's killing me.
Hey, how's it going, fag?
No, see, what I think it is that I think Frida is talking to women on a frequency that we can't hear.
Yeah, right.
She's giving, like, Al-Qaeda.
Listen, I want to tell you something, again. I mean this. I would swap 30 days off my life. 30 days off, well, maybe not 30 days, because every day is precious. Maybe. The amount of time that I've spent already playing Madden, which is something like 4 days.
Right.
I'd give up those 4 days if my wife played the game with me, and not only played the game with me, like, to just, you know, just pacify
me.
But if she played good enough where she could beat me, you want to talk about quality time together? I'd spend every second of every day with
her. Have you ever offered?
There's no way she'd understand.
I think it's true, though, Don, and I understand. But, you know, I think it's one of those control things where she just gave me enough only to steal it away.
You'd really be okay with losing?
Well, so what this guy's saying is he's in heaven.
This guy is in heaven because his wife is playing.
Oh, so you're happy. So you're happy.
No, I'm not. I can't win. She gave me the joy only to take it away.
Well, then you'd be in his boat, too. You'd hate it if she won all the time, too.
But there's no way because I'm way too good at this. I'm way too good at
that. Well, what if she had time to play?
She could not put in the amount of time that I've put in over the last 15 years with Madden.
Could I offer some advice to this guy?
Yeah.
I know that it's harder to play a video game when your eyes are swollen shut.
Oh, Rob.
Couldn't hurt.
Listen, what team?
Him.
What team does she play with? What's her team?
Well, she was playing with Green Bay, but now she plays with New England.
Oh,
so and I play with Philadelphia always, so that's probably one reason why.
Well, first off, New England's like the best team on there. On this year's Madden, it's rated like a 93, you dumbass. Why don't you go through and get a historic team? Like, get the 75 Raiders. Kick her ass a couple of times.
She won't let me.
She won't let you. Sad. I have found a guy that's in a worse situation than me. Mm-hmm. Although, in some ways, a better situation, because at least his wife is playing a video game.
She's playing with him, and I can understand what he's saying. What he's saying is she plays with him. He kind of digs that, but it's on her terms.
Exactly.
He's not equipped.
Well, you suck then, because you got to be good enough to beat your wife at Madden.
You just got to practice.
You really do.
And she might stop playing with you after you beat her.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Do you do all the junk? Do you rotate the secondary? Do you call audibles at the line of scrimmage? Do you move?
Yeah.
Do you move the defensive?
To the point where I release my third strings and I use the money to reach my salary cap of making my own like high speed players, but it doesn't work.
Sweet release.
I suck.
You do. Goodbye.
Thanks.
Although I'm envious in a way. In a way, I am.
Yeah, well, I think anything that a man is passionate about, and I think being a golfer, I can speak for many, many golfers out there. When you're passionate about a sport or a diversion, you want your special someone to be involved right up until the point that they become involved.
Right.
I wouldn't mind it.
No, I think traditionally.
Yeah, I probably like.
Here's the deal. Men and women, when they get involved a lot of times, and that's not the rule, but I think when men and women get involved in the same activity, it's great for a while, and then it gets a little frustrating.
No, that's the rule.
But here's the thing.
Thank you.
Here's the thing with Frida. I think even if she did it and she liked it, she'd get bored with it. After a while, I think even if she mastered it, she'd say, "But what's the fun?
Mm-hmm.
What's the fun? Well, the fun is you're playing football.
Right.
You're not really playing football. You're pretending you're playing football. I love it. Oh, I played it last night. I played about an hour last night. And you go through and you find out where you get the most points. For instance, if you, for whatever reason, because the Eagles were good last year, the guy said the Eagles were his team. If you get over 450 yards in total offense against the Eagles, you get some kind of gigantic bonus. Like Madden points. Don't look at me like that, Mike.
Madden points.
Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
When you get really, really serious about it.
I am.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Mrs. Source is on the snow line.
Uh-oh. It's Frida, your wife.
Hey, fantastic. Hello?
Sugar, you've never asked me to play with you.
Where are you now? Are you out again?
Yeah, I'm back. I told you, I'm very, very busy.
Oh, okay. Well, then tonight. Play tonight. Let's play tonight.
And then we'll do something I like to do.
Rescind the offer.
Can't do it.
You would give 4 years of your life if I play with you.
No, four days.
Whatever you said, 30 days. Four days.
4 days, but you'd have to really play like that guy's wife did. You'd have to get so good that you could beat me, which
I'll work on it. I'll enjoy it and play it, and it'll be one of the two activities that we share together.
It might be really good to make that offer if your wife wasn't the ghostwriter for Donald Trump's The Art of the Deal.
Yeah, I know. I would be getting screwed on that times 1,000.
Sure, Bear. How bad do you want it? I'm happy to play that game with you.
Well,
all you have to do is, like, go for walks with me or something.
That's the deal breaker. Go for walks. Why do you always go for walks?
You know, you love sports so much. There's walking involved in sports.
No, honey, listen, get off my ass about that. You hear me on the treadmill every day. I'm down there doing the work on the treadmill.
Good. Then just pretend like we're on the big treadmill.
No. Walking with you equals talking. Walking is talking. Walking is stopping and looking at nature and saying, isn't it beautiful?
I don't know. We don't have to say nature is beautiful. We can think it.
No.
If you come up with
something else, maybe I'd think about it. Come up with something else I don't hate as much.
This will be the second thing that we're doing because you really like it.
All right, what's the other thing?
You know.
Sex? Yeah, we only do that. Thank you. We only do that because I really like it.
All right. Who likes it more? Are you going to argue this point with me?
Well, isn't that really the universal with men and women? Don't men like it more anyway?
Of course we do.
Yeah.
It's always great for us.
Okay. Even if I only give you a half for that.
Oops, hold on. Tell that guy to shut up. Excuse me, what, honey?
So when we play Madden and we have sex, you're one and a half ahead of me. I got to figure out something that I really want to do and that you do with me. And I think that'd be fair.
See, I just, never mind. Just forget it. I don't even know.
Okay.
Never mind.
I know. You don't want, you say you want me for your, you want to be my friend.
Let him handle this.
Everybody's trying to jump to the microphone to help me out here.
I'm worried about him right now.
Just let it go, Rob. Just let it go. I don't need any help from anybody. Thank you, honey. I love you.
All right. I love you, too.
I enjoy complaining. Excuse me, what? You remember what?
I'm remembering this when you tell me that you want me to be your friend. You know, and then here I am offering myself to be your friend. All I want is you to do something with me, too. Okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
You got it.
Bye, sweetie.
You got it. Give me the options.
I gave you one.
Give me one besides a walk.
Besides walking, tennis. We'll take up tennis.
Yeah.
I like to play tennis.
How about shopping or movies?
No, not shopping or movies.
Oh, God, I hate having these discussions on the radio.
All right, I'll...
How about pinball? How about we go to an arcade? How would that be?
Right. How about we go watch the Redskins or the Ravens play?
That'd be great. I'd love that.
I know you choose that one.
Okay.
All right.
All right, sweetie. I love you.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I just shut up there because I'll tell you, I just wanted you to handle that. I wanted you to really let your instinct take over on
it. Listen, there's no way. First off, it would never work. And second off, she would probably, I'd end up making a deal that I would regret. And then, you know, as she lectured me over the weekend, that's where we get into problems.
I think that's where most men and women get into
where
problems.
I say, okay, I'll do something and I really don't want to do it. I just don't have the balls to tell her I don't want to do it.
It's easier sometimes.
So it's like, you know, I don't know how to put this. I hate nature. There's no other way to put it. I hate nature. I'm glad it's there, but I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a nature guy. I'm not a go-for-a-walk guy.
Everybody's different.
When I go for a walk, I go for a walk in a room that has no windows. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
No windows,
sure.
Just a big fan, an iPod, and a television.
Right.
That's what I do when I go for a walk.
Fresh air, in your mind, comes out of a vent.
Right. Fresh air is overrated. Hello, Don and Mike show.
On the website, are there going to be pictures of the crickets?
Pictures of the crickets? Like, you mean the crickets when somebody tells a bad joke?
Those crickets.
You mean the crickets that we play on the show?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Like they're, like animated characters?
Do you mean like
that? Or just stills.
Or just what?
Still.
Still photos.
Stills. Still photos. Like when we have someone who calls and stops the show?
Indeed.
Yeah, you can make a cartoon out of anything, Don.
Bye.
My buddies.
Yeah, right. Keep thinking that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Geronimo, O'Meara,
yes.
Burbank, Speewack.
Hey, hi.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Would it be possible I could have a moment to give a word to Frida?
Sure, go ahead. Just don't get me in any trouble.
Oh, no, I won't get you in trouble. This is strictly for me. Frida, please, 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 if you have something to say to Don, please don't do it during a call or phone scam. Because it takes a battery life away from us. We need some valuable airtime.
Well, listen, dude, here's the thing. This has always been the ABCs in me. Whenever my darling wife wants the airtime, however long she was on, we'll go 5 minutes longer with the phone scan today. She's not taking anything away from you.
Okay, this wasn't on you, though. This was,
I know. But listen, it's my choice to have her.
Mine was also the caller that brought up, the fact that he plays the game with his wife.
We should track him down.
Right.
And I was afraid that you guys are going to the putting callers in the book a little too freely now. You guys had good restraint there for a while, and now all of a sudden it's 2 days in a row. Bam, bam.
So sorry about that.
What's your first name?
Me?
Yeah, what's your first name?
And don't hang up because I already see 916.
Who are we talking to here?
Mickey.
Mickey.
There you go. Congratulations.
Oh, dude.
Selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive listeners club.
But dudes.
You are now a registered Don and Mike caller and are entitled to all the privileges that come with said title.
Wow.
Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign.
One
should be placed prominently in your front yard. You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in the book.
The book.
Good day.
Good day.
I said good day, sir.
Good day.
Good day.
Is this legal? Is this legal?
Yes. Yep, absolutely. It is.
Need a last initial.
Under the Patriot Act, we need a last initial, please.
See?
See, Mickey C.
Mickey C, 0000000022.
Mickey is actually
the handle. And let's...
I got Rob's doing the numbers.
I got your handle, Mickey.
And let's make sure that we note in the book, he went in the book not for calling to complain about the fact that Frieda was on.
He went in the book for complaining about putting people in the book. That's right.
That's right.
That's right. He said we were putting too many people in the book, and he went in the book.
And we've not put anybody in the book for weeks. It's like two people in 1 week we've put in the book.
I think it might be 3 in 2 days.
Hello, Don. We've done my show. Hello.
When you're hot, you're hot.
What? Hello.
Hey, I want to let you guys know how awesome you are. Thank you for keeping me awake on my way home from work every day.
What kind of bass-ackward schedule do you have?
Well, I work in Rochester, so I get off at 3:30, so I catch you guys at 3:30.
Wow.
I drive an hour and a half home.
Wow.
Yeah, so, that's awesome. So you work in Rochester. Where do you live?
I live in Andover, New York.
Andover. And what do you do for a living, sir?
What's that?
What do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm a union bricklayer.
A bricklayer.
Well, look for the union label.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much for your support.
Hey, I wanted to let Mike know, too, that the Red Sox do not have a chance this year. The Yankees are all the same.
Well, we've already put three people in the book in 2 days.
Yeah. So on behalf of Mike, let me just say get bent.
Thank you.
Pound sand, whatever.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
Don and Mike?
Yes.
I keep going to your web address, putting in my 5-digit code, and nothing's happening.
That's because we don't have the brushless system yet.
That's a funny caller. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Hey, Don, you kind of sounded like Will Ferrell there, like you were going to go to Home Depot, and if you had enough time, go to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, gosh, you're not the first guy that's called and said that, sir. Let me ask you something before I put you in the book.
That's, what I when I alluded to that when you said that. Looks like we got a nice little weekend.
Yeah.
And I said that. So, I mean, on many levels, the caller is bad.
Book material.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's a scary thing, isn't it?
Besides that, I just have to ask, are you married?
Yes, I am.
How long?
12 years.
Okay, talk to me in about 5 more. Talk to me when you get to the big 1-7.
And doesn't Will Ferrell say, looks like a pretty nice little Saturday? Isn't that what he says?
Yes, he does.
It's before he does the beer bong.
Yeah, and then he gets loaded. Okay. And then he runs down the street naked.
Okay, well then.
Easy out.
Oh, he just hung up.
Wow. He ejected.
Okay.
Yo, man, come get this right here. You need to hit this.
Oh, yeah.
No, I appreciate it, but I told my wife I wouldn't drink tonight. Besides, I got a big day tomorrow. But you guys have a great time.
A big day? Doing what?
Well, actually, pretty nice little Saturday. We're going to go to Home Depot. Yeah, buy some wallpaper, maybe get some flooring. Stuff like that.
Don Geronimo.
We'll have enough time.
Michael Soares. There you go. That's me. What was that thing Dan Quayle said? I wear whatever you...
I wear your scorn as a badge of honor.
That's right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah, and Mike. Phone scan. Hello.
Hey, I finally found some effing vodka. It took me like 2 months.
Oh, it's
What's your famous drink?
EFFEN, effing vodka.
Oh, your cocktail recipe.
Oh, here's what you do. You get the black cherry.
That's what I got.
If possible. Uh-huh. Effing vodka. You go to the grocery store and you get cran grape. And if you're watching carbs, get cran grape light.
Okay.
You apply 2 generous shots of the vodka. Then you put the ice in, and whatever room is left, you put in some of that cran grape.
Mm-hmm.
You drink one
drink
of those.
Drink to bottom, prepare to wake up in morning.
Drink one of those. It's called the Donnie, D-O-N-I. Drink one of those and call me immediately, and I will feed you a cherry pie.
Beautiful. Thank you, sir.
I'm telling you,
enjoy.
It works. It works for me every single time. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Try it with ice cream.
Hi.
Hey, are you going to have a picture of D.H. on the website?
Beth Ann McBride?
Yes, her picture. Yeah.
No. No, D.H.
D.H. I thought you said B.A.
D.H.
The herpy.
The herpy. I got a picture of
the herpy.
Let's just slide on that one. How's my herpy looking today?
I didn't even notice it today.
Better?
Don't notice it at all.
A little better. Think it's worth my touch it like
that? Yeah. I'd leave it alone. Don't make it angry.
Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yes, phone scan. Hi.
Hey, I'm one of the
Many UPS drivers is a loyal listener to you guys. Listen to you all day long. You make the day go by so much faster. And that one guy who called a couple callers ago, he's wrong. You don't put nearly enough people in the book.
All right, very
thank
nice.
You, UPS thank guy. You. Yeah, and a big shout-out to all the UPS guys.
That would be Brown doing something nice for us.
Tell us, Don and Mike show.
And I will always love you.
Or as Rob says, UPS, he just loves the brown shirt. Hello? Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hey, Mr. Tony Soprano, I'm behind your wife right now, Carmella. You want me to put her 6 feet under? DHL sucks.
A lot of agendas, I guess.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing today?
Hey, very well, thanks.
Great, I'm glad to hear it. Hey, listen, are you guys going to be running some tape this year on the ESPN Sunday night broadcast? Pat Summerall's making an appearance again.
Now, are you talking about just on this week or during the regular season?
During the regular season. Did you watch it this week at all? He had some classic Pat Summerall moments.
Yeah, he's having a lot of senior moments, although I'm pretty sure that Mike Patrick is going to be back for the opening game.
Is he going to be back? Okay, I wasn't sure. I didn't see anything. I know I was watching the game. I'm a big Jet fan, and I was just cracking up.
The only game that Pat will be doing after this will be the Senior Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Get it?
There's a lot of times, if you watch the ESPN game, where it's obviously the guys who work with Summerall, well, because he's filling in for Mike Patrick, who's a buddy of ours who's had, when did he have, Mike, the Larry King thing?
Did he have bypass surgery?
Angio.
Okay.
Angioplasty.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
A lot of times during the games, you'll hear Summerall on an ESPN game go, 1st and 10 for Philadelphia, and then nothing. And then the play happens, and the other guys are afraid to say anything.
Right.
And then, classic Summerall. That's Buckhalter with the ball. Beg your pardon? Beg your pardon? Staley. Beg your pardon? He was traded to the Pittsburgh, and by this time, Theismann has to come in and say something like, well, it's very confusing, Pat, with all the numbers on the field.
Beg your pardon.
So there's a lot of senior moments with Pat Summerall.
And meanwhile, he's just going into a bucket.
You know what would be great? Where's the Summerall 8-ball?
Oh,
if Summerall could talk to Larry King.
Ah, oh, yes. How would dialogue?
Is that good? And listen, you're the last caller here on the phone scan. Where are you from?
I'm from West Virginia, Charlestown.
All right, we won't hold that against you. Congratulations. Okay. You've got a $20 Tower Records gift card. Tower Records, essential to your collection, tower.com. Thank you for listening. Hold on a second.
Great.
You got it. Hold on a second. Now, let's see. Here is Pat Summerall.
That was the practice. The first move was to hook him under the neck.
Yes.
Might hurt him. He might not be able to speak for a few days, but, you know, that was just the way it was.
I don't know. That's my three words. I don't know.
And I said to whoever I was talking to at the time, I said, that's kind of funny looking. He said, yeah, that's where they invented the atom bomb.
And I read the obituaries every day. Look at the ages of the people that died.
Hold on.
They sound remarkably similar.
This could just be, these are random tapes. This could just be like Larry King and Pat Summerall having a conversation.
Right. This could be a rec room at an assisted living center.
I think we got a break. And let me try this when we come back. A little more of this. Just put one or two more in just so we can hear. What if it's,
I'm Larry.
He would get on the plane and just lie down in the aisle. And that's the only way he could bring himself to do it.
Come on, forget it.
And you know,
I can remember a couple of times stopping and getting out and just finding an open field. And cows had been there before us, so it was a little hazardous.
You got to be kidding me.
You could throw in Jack and Cook to make it a nice trifecta.
WJFK.
Johnny O was my roommate. And we talked for hours and hours about what he had done growing up and what I had done growing up. And it was a close time, yes.
You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
Hold on a second.
I beg your pardon?
Here we go.
You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
I'd say 75-80% of the players did smoke. We had an assistant coach who smoked, and he was smoking during practice. And we were back in the huddle, and we came back in the huddle, and Bobby reached and got the cigarette from the assistant coach and took a couple of drags off of it while he was calling the play.
I got some few chest pains. First chest pains I'd had in 10 years.
Roaring by the entire field was Mercedes-Benz, which took first place with BMW.
Probably, yes.
I said to my dad, he said, let me see if I understand this right. He said, I think you ought to take it.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
Oh, boy.
I said to whoever I was talking to at the time, I said, that's kind of funny looking. He said, yeah, that's where they invented the atom bomb.
Mm. I want to see it all. I like the climate. I like the people. I like the entertainment world.
Can't hear a word you say.
He would get on the plane and just lie down in the aisle. And that's the only way he could bring himself to do it.
No contest.
You don't have to continue this.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
No contest. Unbelievable. I pinch myself more. I can't. Whoever thought I'd get.
Oh, John! You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
It was just a bunch of guys who enjoyed playing the game with an opportunity to play for a living.
I would rather be Saddam Hussein. But
I'm not here.
Okay. Now they're all talking over each other.
Yeah, we got too many tapes going at once with the Larry and the Pat. Anyway, we'll break now. See, we went longer in that phone scan.
There you go.
We normally do. More show coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WWJFK.
The nature of the beast.
Don and Mike.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Colonel Hogan, you know the prisoners are restricted to their quarters.
I just can't stay away from you. The Kaiser in?
He's under zealous from General Burkholder.
Planning the winter campaign for the Eastern Front?
I think the general may send Colonel Klink there if he doesn't do something about those wild animals.
Mm-hmm.
The whole town is complaining.
I better go in and brighten up his day.
Yes, General Burkholder, I will do my utmost to round up those animals from the zoo. But you see, it is the fault of the zookeeper. We've never had an escape from my camp, only from the zoo. What's that? Transfer me to the zoo? Delightful sense of humor, General Burkholder. Either you're not laughing or we're having a bad connection. Yes, sir, it'll all be taken care of. Hi, Hitler.
Getting a little heat from Burkholder, sir?
What am I? A zookeeper or the head of a POW camp?
Shannon in the morning.
He just doesn't understand my problems. It's so easy for him to give orders, and he expects miracles. General Burkholder is so... He's so...
German.
Exactly.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right, right.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Yeah.
Hey, Wolfram. Or Wolfram, or...
Hi, this is Wolfram Juretzek from Germany. Never forget... The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Hot dog. The Don and Mike Show.
Here we go with a station break. We had a guy from Las Vegas. That's K. I got to look at this in advance. KSFN. How about in Brownsville, Texas? KVJY. Concord. Concord or Concord?
Concord.
New Hampshire, WKXL, and in Burlington, Iowa, a 10-year Don and Mike radio affiliate, KCPS, Burlington, Iowa. 10 years you're running the show continuous.
10 years we've been on in Iowa.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations, Mike.
Isn't that great?
That's quite a pleat in our cape.
Man, oh man. I wonder if people from Iowa are... Vanilla. That's what I heard. I am so sick of hearing that I could barf. Vanilla. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
I heard it again on a news show today. Somebody talking about the Democratic convention was to vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be the jargon of the day is vanilla.
Flavor.
Vanilla.
And you hear it in football, too.
You hear it
in
football.
Oh, the
vanilla.
Jaguars are coming out of there. Vanilla defense. Joe Gibbs has got his vanilla offense.
Vanilla is way, way too overused right now. Mm-hmm. Too much vanilla.
And on behalf of all vanilla people, may I say, vanilla's getting a bad rap.
Vanilla sucks.
Vanilla means...
I mean, it's a great flavor, don't
yes.
get me wrong.
Thank you.
But I mean, you keep it where it should be, with ice cream.
Right. Or... In a beverage.
Yes, vanilla Coke.
Vanilla,
yes.
Diet vanilla Coke. Good sponsor of our show, the Coca-Cola bottling
company. And let's not slight the bakers out there that use the extract.
Yeah, and the wafer.
The vanilla wafer.
That's simply Nilla.
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 Not real.
But
vanilla.
I'm not even sure the people that are using vanilla even know what vanilla means.
You're
really.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Bland, what? Same. Not exciting. What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that what we're supposed
what they mean
to understand?
To say, yeah.
That's right. Olympics.
Olympics too vanilla.
We're winning more medals, if you care. I have figured out the basketball team thing.
I must confess to being un-American, though.
Wow.
Why that?
I was rooting for the Brazilian volleyball team.
Why? Because they're hotter?
The Brazilian beach volleyball team.
Hey, don't worry.
All right.
Say one Hail Mary, you're fine.
On the Yahoo homepage or whatever the hell it is, they have pictures down. I think most websites have this, most homepages, when you have it. And they have pictures down on the left
you
side.
You check that thing out every day, haven't you?
I mean, it's there. When you're scrolling down to check
it on,
you look over. But today, they had one day where they had the women's beach volleyball team. And they had these shots, and it was one picture. They must respond to their audience, because today there were four pictures, and all of them were beach volleyball.
Sure.
And probably three out of the four,
baby,
you weren't looking at faces. And it was the USA versus Brazil, and they were wonderful. They're not like models. They're not fashion models. But they're just
cute, though. Mm-hmm.
The uniforms, you don't see anything like that in the, unless that, that guy Ham that's on the parallel bars.
Yeah. And hey, dude, give the thing back.
Oh, the medal.
Give the medal back.
He's not going to, because he's got a voice like this.
We're winning. We're winning. And Bob Hope would say, I'm winning. I'm winning. I'm winning. We have more medals than anybody else. Ha, 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 ha. And now the basketball team, which I'm still convinced is going to lose.
Right.
The
gentleman's bet with you and me on that.
They start a single elimination tour or a tournament, I think maybe Thursday or Friday night.
So they made it into the medal round.
Yeah. Congratulations to them. They made it into the medal round.
Yes.
And there's a guy that's been kicked out from Hungary.
Okay,
here's the deal. They all got to go through the number one test.
Right.
They all have to fill the cup up.
Sure. Drug test.
So, this guy goes and they watch you while you do it and whatever.
Streaming testing.
Whatever it is, much like the streaming audio that we hope to supply on our website.
Absolutely.
So anyway, the guy steps in to the booth, the Hungarian guy, who they think is juiced up.
Uh-huh.
And he fills the cup up. One quarter of the way.
Okay.
Now, they need 75 milliliters of urine.
All right.
He offers up 25 milliliters, knowing that they cannot get an accurate sample unless they have 75. Mm. Now, the guy's already won the gold medal.
Right.
He won the gold medal, for goodness sakes, discus.
Okay. So he's one of those big, burly guys.
So then they say, listen, you got to do the test. So he comes in and says, no problem, I do test.
Go ahead, I fill the cup for you.
So he only fills it up this much. Mm. They say to him, listen, you have to fill it up all the way. At that point, he says, I don't feel good. And they said, okay, come back tomorrow when you're feeling better, or come back this afternoon, have some water. You know what the guy said? Ah, it's not worth it. Forget it. So he gave back the medal.
Wow.
Because obviously he didn't want to get caught.
He didn't want to get tested. I think that hasn't that happened before where they...
Yeah.
Wasn't it the Greeks that were obviously had some substances in them and they didn't want to even deal with the Olympics?
Oh, they lied and they said that they were in an accident, in a motorcycle or a car accident.
And they just quit. Just easier.
The next Olympics, if you care, is in Beijing. And I saw a report on TV where they're already hanging out. Handling out.
Oh, they're already hanging people.
They're hanging.
Hundreds of thousands of Chinese are being hung every day.
Let me just take this moment to say hi to a sales lady who works here at the station. She's not like this.
Oh my darling, Clementine.
We know that you are from where? Vietnam?
Yes.
But you don't really talk like this.
Oh my darling, Clementine.
Good Would you please fill this up all the way? Oh, my God.
Your grandma died.
So, they're putting up this stuff on walls, and they're putting these placards on walls, and they're handing out books to people who are at the Olympics, which maybe you can see all the empty seats. It's not really being well received by the Greek people.
I think the threat of terrorism probably has something to do with that.
So they're giving away books, basic Chinese, for the Beijing 2008 Olympic Games.
Okay.
Here are some of the things that they're teaching you how to say in Chinese. 4 months, or 4 years rather, before the event.
Oh, good.
The phrases are, quote, say, these sports facilities are good. Here's the second quote that they want you to learn. And they all start with say, comma.
Thanks.
Say, everything is exceptionally well organized.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Say, the service is great. Hold on, it moves on.
It's sick.
Say, I've noticed the sky is bluer, the water is clearer, and Beijing is becoming more and more beautiful.
Oh, my God.
I am not kidding about that.
Life in, I mean really, yeah, life in the communist city.
That's I ain't right. kidding about
That's
that.
That's scary. That's very, on. Very scary. I feel for those people. I really
Greg,
do.
Greg in Kansas, KFH-FM. Greg.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's happening?
Fellas, just a quick comment. I know talking about the Olympics there and our infamous, illustrious gold medal winner in the... the controversy about his medal.
Right.
What would be so different about, say, a guy gets, called safe at second base, but yet he really was out? Should he, what's the difference between just a bad call?
The difference is that I think it happened, someone's going to have to refresh my memory, maybe in the last Olympics, where there was another country where this happened to, and they gave him back. And it was a case where the United States got the gold medal.
Right.
Because they did the right thing. They said, hey, we looked at the tape. Mm-hmm. You're right, you win.
You know, it's amazing because the way I understand it, the judging had to do with an error that was a basic factual error where they started this guy out with less points than he should have had.
Right.
And it's just a fact. And the bottom line is, all things equal, that guy would have won the medal.
So, Bill, hi, Bill, you're on the air.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah,
Understand, I think you're missing one point with the ham boy.
Ham
the
boy.
Judge... I call him Damn Ham, but...
Damn Ham.
Okay.
The judges went back after this controversy, and they reviewed everything, and they said, the decision stands. It was protested, and he said, the decision stands. Then somebody else protested, and that's when he complained, it's already been done. They gave me the medal, I'm keeping the medal.
Well, if they came back and said the decision... If it's the judges, I don't think... Maybe he doesn't even have the control over him.
He didn't.
I think
and the judges reviewed it, and said their decision stands as originally posted, and he was the winner.
No, the problem is, sir, is that there was a problem, but videotape review is not allowed in the official rules for the sport.
Which is what that guy Paul Ham said.
Right. So even though the
He said it after the judges had already reviewed it again.
You know what? I just have
he could have pulled
something.
A few strings. It would have been hamstrings.
I want to say
how.
This is much like the discussion about Kerry and Bush.
The boats,
really, I don't care. I'm sorry, sir. I just don't care enough. I'd rather tell Mike what Lisa Welchel is doing. You know who she is?
Who?
She's Blair from The Facts of Life.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike,
yeah.
And Mike, as always, I'm doing Google searches on her, always.
I know you are.
And often I put in...
You liked her, I like Mindy Cohen.
I put in Lisa Welchel.
Right.
And then I'll put in advice from Mike.
All right.
Because, as it turns out, she's a single mom.
All right.
Oh. Okay? Yeah. Listen to this. She has girls, only girls.
Okay, like me?
Like you, Mike.
Right.
Her girls are a little older. They're 12 and 13 now.
Right.
Anyway, she's written a book about what you should do when you're raising teenage girls.
Mm. All right, I'm a few years away from that, but let me hear it.
And furthermore, she says, this is not only for teenage girls. Works with teenage girls because she's got them, but works with any kids.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of hot saucing?
No.
Okay. When your kid...
Sounds ominous.
When your kid does something bad...
Yeah.
...or gives you a little sass...
Right.
...you say, turn off the TV, they don't turn off the TV. What you do is, you get either Tabasco or Frank's Red Hot, and you pour out a tablespoon of it,
uh-huh.
and put it on your child's tongue.
Huh. Oh, Jesus.
Then now I'm going to quote from her
book. And this is in a book?
Yeah, and we're going to get her on the show.
Oh, good.
I'm now quoting from the press release. You put it on his or her tongue. In her case, it's hers because of her daughter's. Mm-hmm. And then you watch the sweat form on those little temples.
Oh, that's fun.
Lisa is in favor of hot saucing. She's used it on her own kids. Now, she stopped it when they were 10. But from the time that they were old enough to walk until 10, she hot sauced them.
Oh,
she said, when they're little...
That makes me sick.
When they're little, you just put a little dab on your finger.
Yeah.
Then just touch your finger to your kid's tongue. It does sting, and the memory stays with them. So next time, they have better self-control.
Wow.
Then as the child gets older, the hot sauce goes from the finger to a teaspoon, and then from a teaspoon to a tablespoon.
Well, what's the next logical step is the scalding water to dump them in, or what?
Well, she says, this is not generally accepted, but it works better than spanking. She doesn't believe in spanking. She says, and I'm just quoting from a press release that we received, if you cause somebody pain, either by the words you say or by lying and not being trustworthy, this is a logical consequence. It's your mouth that is the offender. That is why Lisa Welchel is writing a book about hot saucing her children, mm-hmm. and she will be a future guest on our
show. Wow!
How great.
Man, let the debate begin.
She's all about homeschooling. She's a maven on that subject.
She is.
Oh, boy.
She has websites dedicated to it.
She's plenty nuts.
That's nasty.
I'm running out of time here. I found this just for Rob's benefit. Rob?
Yeah.
I want you to do something.
Done.
And it's a local thing, so you don't have to travel.
All right.
This is an event that's coming to Annapolis, Maryland, which is about 20 miles from where we do the show from.
Yeah, a little seaport community.
Uh-huh. September 29th, they're going to be having a slavery walk.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the deal. White folk wear chains and are escorted by black folk.
Okay.
The white folks, are apologizing for slavery. These things have gone on before. These types of slave walks have gone on before. And, you know, it's intended to shock people into realizing what we used to do.
Get Rob down there.
Yeah, can I get a ride with you guys?
Well, no, hold on. This is where then I'm thinking maybe Rob shouldn't go.
Okay.
Okay, because there's more to this.
Oh.
The Neo-Nazi National Alliance has heard about this.
Mm.
They're going to be there as well with their signs and their shirts that say, "Say no to white guilt." This, either way, is September 29th in Annapolis, Maryland.
Well, either way, I would say Rob's got a big decision to make.
Yeah.
What to wear?
What to wear?
Hey, Buzz. Buzz is the winner. Buzz is the winner. So we'll see you in Annapolis no matter what happens.
See you there.
Oh, and hold on. I do need some very happy music. I've got really... a great feel-good today.
A good one?
A really good
one. Is it one like Buzz had yesterday?
Better.
It's better than that.
That's impossible.
No, this is it. Now, I want to just throw this one out to anybody like us that's in the work environment. And I mean, you're going to like this.
Cool.
You're really going to like this. You're in a work environment. Maybe you're in a big company like we are. Oh. Hold on. Here's Dave. Is this somebody who's actually done this hot sauce thing with their kid? Dave?
No. This is a different definition of hot saucing according to Curb Your Enthusiasm. Back in the first season, Bob Odenkirk played a porn star who talked about putting it on his finger and using it somewhere else to be able to keep himself...
Okay, thank you. See you later. I got you. Thank you. In a way, I
can accept that.
In a previous incarnation of this show, we would have allowed you to continue.
Yeah. Did Blair do that, too?
Yeah.
Oh,
hot saucing.
Wouldn't it be great doing it to her, though?
Oh, yeah.
Just tie her down and just do it.
Oh, yeah.
And just pour the whole bottle.
Yeah, the whole bottle there.
You need more than a bottle.
How's it taste, Mom? Okay, here you go. So, let's say you work for a company, a major company. Have you ever heard of a Paws toy company?
No.
Think about it, Mike, especially with your girls. Stuffed animals?
Yeah.
Like little Beanie Baby type things? Have you ever seen the little
Paws.
Thing that hangs on the bottom, their logo that says Applause?
I haven't, but I'm sure it exists.
I'm sure if you go to your kids' room tonight at home, you're going to find you've got some plushies and stuff that say Applause.
Well, there are about 400 of them in there.
All right, well, they made Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
They made Snoopy. They got a lot of big licenses.
Right.
Anyway, they are reorganizing the company.
Hmm.
So a couple of days ago, last Friday to be exact, the CEO, Bob Solomon, who lives in Woodland Hills, California, got in front of every employee of Applause Toys. He was the CEO. And he gave a very moving motivational speech saying that even though Toys R Us and Walmart and KB Toys were out there, mm-hmm. there was still room in the marketplace for them. And even though they had just lost the contract with Disney, and even though they had just lost the deal to sell their toys at Walmart, the company would stay alive, and then they toasted with champagne, and he urged everyone to have a great weekend.
Oh, it's nice.
He then went home and shot himself in the face.
Oh, my God.
And
there it is. There it is. That's what you do after you give a speech to your employees.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Wow.
That's a feel good.
And it works because he's a toy maker. Wonder if Larry ever talked to him.
Dan, imagine that. Don't worry, things will be great. I wish you good life. Mm-hmm. Toast with champagne. God bless. See you Monday.
Oh, he's precious.
And before you know it, it's...
You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
There it is.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, we're back. So why don't we go to our first caller? We have Harvey in Manhattan.
Good afternoon, gentlepersons. How are you both?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. First, I just want to say that I've accepted Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
All right.
And my question is about my little boy. He hangs out with other little boys, and they taunt each other about each other's religions, and there are occasions where I'll go into his room and I'll find him for the Don and Mike show. And I was wondering if you think this is healthy for little boys to be doing this sort of thing.
How old is your boy?
He's 27.
Where's your BM detector now, see?
Oh, I don't know how you got that call through. I got it right there. I'll hang up on you. You know, we used to use a delay for morons. You know what? I haven't had a call like that in years because of call identifying. You'd think that the morons were gone.
There's a lady who's sure all it glitters is gold.
Short version.
And she's buying the stairway to heaven.
Thank you. Thank you, love.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go. Now we got some real music. Screw Led Zeppelin. Give me steam. Number one at iTunes for tonight.
A colossal waste of time.
Tell me.
The Don and Mike Show.
Still to come on today's episode. They just won't listen.
Right.
We're going to bring out the megaphone and make some bullhorn calls today.
Good.
Bullhorn calls directed at people who just won't listen. Also from our newsmaker hotline today. Buzz had this on the news yesterday. All of these girls that are going to the Republican convention next week to flash their panties.
Exes of Eve.
That's their name.
They're just going to show their panties?
Their panties say things.
Slogans.
Like Beat Bush.
Oh, good.
Stuff like that. Anyway, they're planning on disrupting the convention. We will have them on later today.
Good.
Tomorrow, okay, get ready, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready.
I'm ready.
The Cow Sills Dad.
I sure do miss the Cowsills.
The Cowsills, Dad. And as if that's not gay enough for a booking, tomorrow, Ryan Seacrest's hairdresser
will be in here, right?
Will be in studio.
Excellent.
And he will attempt to cut my hair. Now, I don't want my hair cut like Ryan Seacrest's, for God's sake.
Well, sure. Your hair is pretty short, so there's not a lot they can do with it, but I'm sure he can improve upon what you have.
I did cut it myself 2 months ago. Uh-huh. So, you know, let him see if he can fix it.
It doesn't look like it.
Yeah. That's on tomorrow's show. Oh, and very soon we'll be giving away VIP tickets to the Chevy Rock and Roll 400. This is NASCAR.
Ooh.
This is the big NASCAR. What's wrong with my hair? Why are you staring at me?
I'm not staring at your hair.
What's wrong with my herpes?
No, I was looking at Rob. I was looking at Robin. Robin and I shared a glance there after. I think Rob, you know, misses the opportunity that he used to have to cut your hair on a regular basis.
That was when I had a crew cut. You know, now look at it now.
Yes, but I've also grown and matured too. I could do something.
No. Listen, no. Our relationship.
Where did you? Have you ever cut your hair before?
Never.
What gave you? Did you do that down at the beach?
Yeah, when we were on vacation.
Mm-hmm. Scissors or a trimmer or what did you use?
Both. I wasn't drinking.
I can cut my hair. I can do a better job than any barber.
You know who made me start thinking about it? Your charming wife.
My wife?
Your wife was sitting down by the beach. As I recall, I was playing with your child,
yes.
My godson,
right.
And your wife said to me, "Wow, your hair is so long."
Do you know, seriously, I know, Rob, now the way I cut my hair short, it cost me $12 to get the haircut, and I was in and out of there in probably about 18 minutes.
Here's the thing, and as my wife has pointed out.
Because when I last checked, you're not on the verge of bankruptcy.
I don't like going somewhere.
Yeah.
And
let me tell you, that is why I think you could handle this. You probably couldn't because they touch you. I went to a great place the other day where they shave your neck, like with the straight razor. Uh-huh. They do the little shave. And then at the very end, this Asian lady gives me a little shoulder rub at the end.
I got a
scalp massage.
You got a scalp massage?
A scalp massage, ear massage.
Right. When was the last time you had a haircut, though?
Every other Saturday.
You get a haircut
every other Saturday. So it always looks the same.
Like a newsman? Like a TV guy.
The Ryan Seacrest guy will be here tomorrow. He'll cut my hair. I got to get this plug in that we're giving away VIP tickets to the Chevy Rock and Roll. What?
Cletus, what are you beating your gums about?
Was that about my hair?
No,
the Chevy
Rock and Roll 400.
Yes. This is the most important NASCAR race of the year because it's where they're going to eliminate down to the final 10 guys
who have
a chance to win the championship. We have, courtesy of AOL for broadband, not only tickets to the race, VIP seating, and a full garage tour.
Oh, cool.
That's very, very cool. For a NASCAR fan, that's amazing.
We have a lot of these to give away. We'll start them tomorrow. Get special access to NASCAR when you add AOL for broadband to any basic high-speed connection. And incidentally, all of the drivers, the top 10 drivers,
right.
They all cut their own hair. they all do. They're all handsome like
right.
me.
Absolutely.
Handsome and artistic. They
Michael Waltrip.
Cut their own hair.
Michael Waltrip.
You know, you could have said Dale Jr.
I know.
That would have worked.
I know.
Even fag Jeff Gordon. I mean, there's really...
But Michael Waltrip was a hair story that you had a while ago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I was
where he took his helmet off and it looked like a comb over.
And all blue to one side. We never use the birthday list. However, today you should know that Regis Philbin is 73 today.
And isn't that wonderful?
73.
Isn't that wonderful?
73 years, and let's see, I got a tape here, and then we're going to try to look a satellite thing.
Okay, what's going to happen to me?
Hmm? Too sad to even think about.
Oh, God. Regis Philbin. Come on, Artie. Regis Philbin, he came back.
What do you want to do? You want to sit there while Kathy Lee prattles on in your good ear about how Frank hates the chains, Cody's poopy diapers?
Yeah, well, those were the days. Let's go now live via satellite to his penthouse apartment in New York. Hello, Regis. I know we're a couple of minutes late. We're supposed to go at 5 o'clock with Regis. Hey, Regis.
That's great.
He's having a birthday party right now. I can only imagine. He's surrounded by family and friends.
I've got the radio interview coming up in a few minutes.
Now I'm getting some better sound there.
Uh-huh. All right. Can I open one of them? Thank you, Michael.
Oh.
Michael, you are my best producer and my best friend. It's great to be here with you celebrating my birthday. 73. Who would have thought? Let me open this. Oh, look at this. What a lovely gift you got for me. Oh, that is... Oh, Michael.
See, we're eavesdropping now.
Swim trunks. Those are gorgeous. Michael Gelbert, thank you. Thank you very much. I love you, Michael. Let me open this one. Is this another one from you? Oh, wait. Is the radio guy... Hello?
Hello, Regis?
Oh. Hey, Don?
Hey, Regis, how are you? How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm opening up a few gifts. Can you do something else on your show?
Yeah, I tell you what, you know,
right.
About 3 or 4 minutes.
Right.
Go ahead, I'll come back to you. We'll play a record.
Okay, all right, great.
We'll be right back after this Bon Jovi song.
That's great. He's going to do it in a few minutes, Michael. you are beautiful. That is great. Let me open this one up. What is this? Oh, jasmine body oil. All right. That's fantastic. Has it got that smell I like? Thank you, Mike. You don't have to nod. You don't have to just nod. All right, I'll give you a hug. There you are. Thank you, Michael. Good boy. Let me look at this one.
He doesn't even know.
Oh, what's in the box? Look at this.
Plain Bon Jovi.
Chocolate-covered strawberries, Michael Gelman. I love eating them.
You see,
I really do.
He thinks we're playing a record right now.
Now I'm like a little kid. I'm opening these. Yeah, I got it. You know, he said he's going to be going for 5 minutes. What's this? A picture of Dean Martin. Wow, that is beautiful. No autograph. He had class, boy. All right. This is a big one. What's in here? This is... Oh, Michael Gelman. Another tank top. A tight one? Oh, you're gorgeous. Thank you very much. Come here. Come here for just a second. Come here. Thanks for this one. Wait.
Oh, God. Regis? Hello, Regis.
Hello? Hello? Hey, we're opening gifts. It's my 73rd birthday.
I know it is. Happy birthday, Regis.
I just got a lovely gift from Joy. Wonderful gift from Joy, my wife.
From your wife, Joy.
Yes, yes, I was having a wonderful time. Let me clean up some of the papers here. How are you, Donnie?
I'm doing great.
All right there, boy.
Happy
still
birthday.
Hot? You're still hot with your show?
Happy birthday, Regis.
How are you, Don?
I'm great.
Can't see you.
It seems like all of your gifts...
Donnie?
I'm on satellite, Regis.
Oh, that's right. There you go.
It seems that all of your gifts were from Michael Gelman.
You weren't supposed to hear that. Oh, my God. I'm kidding you. Yes, he's here with me. I've got one more to open. I'll open on the air.
Is that right? From Joy?
No, this is really... This is from Mike. All right, my secret's out. You know I love the boy.
I know you do.
He's wonderful. I'm going to open this one thing. Oh, yum, yum. What? Boston baked beans. Isn't that wonderful? He gave me a jar of Boston baked beans.
You know, can I
That's
just...
a swim trunks, jasmine body oil, chocolate-covered strawberries, a picture of Dean, another tank top, and some Boston baked beans. Isn't that a wonderful thing that he did for me?
You know.
Oh, sadly, at age 73, I have almost no sense of smell anymore. I can't smell anything. You know, what's her name? Bitchy Bitch comes in all the time with her...
Joy
fancy,
or...
No, the,
or
the,
Kelly,
the little one.
Kelly
right.
Ripa?
Yeah, the flavor, as I call it, the flavor of the month. She comes in with the sweet-smelling stuff, and I said, I can't. It's all eaten away from various diseases that I've had over the years. Hey, I heard you had herpes.
Oh, no.
I've suffered from that, boy.
I fell off the treadmill.
I got it on an elevator.
Good joke.
It was horrible. Be careful who you plant one on.
Does Michael have it?
No, that's not nice.
Is it? Well,
if I've got it, of course he's got it. He couldn't be with me for as long as he's been without suffering from it.
I heard you kissing
upstairs
him.
Upstairs and downstairs.
I heard you kissing him.
I can't smell anything. This is terrible. I've got a delightful can of baked beans here. I'm going to open them up, and I won't be able to smell them. I'll skip showers for a week, and I never know. It's a terrible thing to lose your sense of smell.
Yeah,
and I'm losing my sight in my right eye.
I heard you...
You can't tell on the show there, can you?
I heard you kissing Michael Gelman.
You did no such thing.
I did, too.
All right, guilty. Guilty as charged. I gave him a nice manly kiss.
Now where...
Right on the lips, and I hope he doesn't catch my creepy crush.
Where is your wife, Joy?
I don't know. She hasn't celebrated a birthday with me in 14 years.
Wow.
She doesn't celebrate birthdays with me. She's off doing what she does.
You know what? I bet she's listening right now.
Yeah, well,
I bet she calls you up.
I don't think she's going to call me. Well, shock him, shock. There she is. Do I have to answer it? Do I?
Your phone.
I don't want her.
Come on, we want to hear you talk to her.
Yeah. What? No. The radio guy. The dirty one.
So she's listening, right?
Yeah. Must be.
No, she's not. She's actually in Canada. She's in Canada, and she's doing something for the thing. Okay. Hold on a second.
What? Okay.
I got to finish this.
Yeah.
No, yeah, 73. Wait, what? Like, you care? No, that's all right. Yeah, I'm doing that, and then we're going to go out and maybe have a little bite to eat, and then I'm not going to stay in the country. I'm going to stay in the city tonight at Michael's place. Right. Okay. Yes, 73.
Huh.
What?
It's his birthday.
Yeah, yeah, bye. Not even a greeting.
Not even a greeting.
Not even a greeting.
Can you believe that? She didn't even have a greeting for me.
Wow.
I don't understand it. She's a bitch.
You know what you need?
What do I need?
You need a back rub.
I do. I've got that all taken care of. I've
Get
got
Michael
a very
Gelman over there. Get Michael Gelman over there.
All right. Michael, the DJ wants you to give me a back rub, honey.
Oh,
he does. Would you be a dear and come over here?
Yeah.
He's shy. He doesn't talk, you know, on the radio. He doesn't. Come on. Okay. There you go.
Okay.
All right, now the front.
Oh, all right. Just,
huh?
Have a happy, happy birthday.
It's wonderful. Oh, this is great. You know, I had a quadricep problem, and if it wasn't for Michael Gelman, I wouldn't be able to have ironed out the kinks.
Now, I hear the noise in the background. It sounds like your Manhattan apartment is full of people.
We're right now at my country house in Connecticut.
Oh, you're in Connecticut.
The door is open to my bedroom. Michael wanted to give me my gifts alone so that there wouldn't be a big production number. We're going to go out and entertain some of my country friends in Connecticut. Then it's a limo into the city. We're going to go out to a fabulous dinner at Tavern on the Green with Michael, just me and Michael, a table for two like we've done for the past 11 years. It's wonderful. He's a good companion. And then maybe later on I'll get a back rub again.
All right, well, listen. Happy birthday, Regis.
All right.
The only other question I have for you.
You know what he did last year on my birthday?
What did he do?
He hot sauced me. That crazy nut.
If I could just ask, before we leave.
Yes, Donnie.
Is James Garner there?
Yes, as a matter of fact, he is. Would you like me to call him in?
Yeah. Would you call
him
in?
Yeah, hold on
bedroom?
A second. Hey, James. James Garner.
I love him.
Don Geronimo, the disc jockey's on the phone. Yeah, he wants to talk to you. He'll be right over.
Okay. Good. I hope it's before we lose the line here.
Well, how are you?
Hey, Jim.
Who's this?
Don from the Don and Mike Show.
Well, Don Geronimo, as I live and breathe. Regis is one queer bird. I'll say that. We're having a nice birthday party. Wish you could be here.
Didn't know if you knew about Regis's sexual practices.
Let me tell you something. That bird has flown. The cat's out of the bag. We all know about Regis and Gelman. As a matter of fact, they're running around right now in matching bodies.
Oh, are they really?
Red, white, and blue. So long.
I mean, James Garner is always there.
That's nice.
Regis?
Yeah.
Regis can...
He's gone. He's on the radio. Come on, James Garner. I know you are. I love you. Do me. Do me.
I'm losing him.
I love you.
It's just getting good.
No, the channel. Channel just went dead.
Yeah, something was going on right there at the end. I'm not sure what was happening.
I don't think James Garner wanted to be a part of it, though.
It sounded like he was running out of the room.
He doesn't like that. Anyway, happy birthday, Regis.
Wonderful.
Oh, and Hugh Downs is pissed at Regis. Remember when Regis made that big deal about he's the guy that's been on TV the most? Hugh Downs syndrome says, not really.
Really?
Right. Hugh Downs syndrome says he congratulates Regis. He'd never quarrel, but he's number one because network commercial television means that he's been on more than Regis. So, not that he's splitting hairs, but
isn't that great that he's doing that to Regis?
Hugh Downs syndrome says, you know, it's okay that Regis broke my record, but they forgot that he did it first on network commercial television.
Right. And, of course, what Regis is accounting for are those years of cable access.
That's right. I think it's when he was, like, the best boy or the grip or whatever.
Yeah, well, Regis is probably counting a lot of his time when he did the local TV show in New York.
Absolutely correct. While Hugh Downs syndrome was on the network. Rob, we got that bullhorn ready?
Okay.
It's time. We're going to give everybody in the room a chance to make a call here on your behalf. So you call us right now at 877-365-3636. You know, maybe you know someone who just won't listen.
Just won't listen.
And you need us to make a phone call to this person.
Right.
Using a bullhorn, a megaphone, to get your message across.
Yeah, it can be anything that you're concerned about, and you know, you just want to get it through.
Hey, Frida. Are you leaving me?
That would be a perfect one.
That's right.
That would be a perfect one.
And, you know, and you could be a variety of subjects that you want to...
Or, you know, if it was really, you know, she would listen.
Stop saying you are thinking about leaving me.
Even though she only said it once, it's obviously still sticking.
Yes, of course.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Don?
I'm calling on behalf of your girlfriend, Carla.
Yes?
Will you please stop drinking?
No! Absolutely. How did you know that?
What pipeline do you have?
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm calling on behalf of Carrie.
Yes.
Oh, it's got to be. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, he just cracked himself up.
I don't think I can say it.
Oh, go ahead.
Might as well give it a whirl. Why not?
I can't say it.
Oh, dear.
I can't say it.
Are we going to have to get it during the break?
It has something to do with being able to have children.
In that case, I'm sorry, no.
Okay, right, no.
No.
How about Buzz over there?
Yeah.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Calling on behalf of Marcia.
What can I do for you?
I'm calling on behalf of Marcia.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Stop hitting me! Stop pushing me off ladders!
I'll try.
Or I'll end up like Carrie.
Well, there it is. That's a wonderful example.
Any message you need to get across, the person's just not listening, we'll try to hammer it home.
Yep,
you.
And it's got to be just a simple message.
Yeah.
Who just won't listen.
Mm-hmm, right.
You call us up, and we'll all get a turn with the bullhorn to tell that person whatever. And then the best one wins a prize, or somebody wins a prize, or nobody wins a prize. Or it's just, it's fun to talk on the bullhorn.
It sure is.
So call us at 877-365-3636. We'll be right.
I already set the thing up.
Where's the thing that goes dun, 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 dun?
Oh, there it is.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, this is an emergency, and it can affect every one of us. That's all I can tell you right now. But we're trying to get things under control. In order to do that, we have to clear this area immediately.
Right.
So please go home and stay there. We'll keep in touch with you through your radio station.
The Don and Mike Show. Listen, rinse, repeat. The Don and Mike Show.
Station break. Reno. The Buzz K. BZZ.
Here's a 10-year affiliate.
Rochester, New York. WHDK. Portland. Portland, Oregon. 910 Max. And Worcester, Mass. WORC. Lots of people standing by now to tell us the things that they want to say to people. They just won't listen.
Mm-hmm. We have bullhorn at the ready.
This feature is just called They Just Won't Listen.
That's just a simple message that we deliver by bullhorn.
And let's see. Gosh, let's start with Lisa. Hi, Lisa, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Who would you like us to call with the bullhorn who just won't listen?
You have got to call my son and use the bullhorn.
Why?
I've been trying to get him to quit smoking for, God, almost 10 years now.
How old
and
is he?
He's 25.
So he
started when he was
teenager.
In high school.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Started in high school and just, you know, starting with all the... just smells terrible all the time, and he's so good-looking. He just needs to quit.
All right, hold on a second.
Mike, you're cut out for this, Don.
301, is that the area code of his phone?
That's it, yeah.
I believe Buzz and I would have to disqualify ourselves for this. I'm not sure why, though.
I do like cigars.
So do I. I'm actually starting to get back on them.
I really get pissed at my kid. I found... Oh, there you go. Robbie, can pick up line five? I can't tell you... how many empty skull things I have found in his bedroom since he left. What?
Carl didn't go through.
Oh, maybe you got to put a one on. We got to put a one on that? Would like you would know, Lisa.
I don't know. I don't from D.C., so.
Okay, hold on.
La, la, la.
Okay, la, 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 la.
La, la, la.
La, la, la.
Hey, Don, while we're holding, can I ask you a question?
Of course, Lisa.
My husband does the cigar thing, and he's not really an aficionado, but he does. Kind of, you know, like cigars. What is the one that you always mention that you love so much?
Dutch Masters.
Dutch Masters.
Yeah.
What's the son's name?
What's your son's name?
Gary.
Gary?
Gary.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Anyway.
Good. How are you anyway? This is Rob from the Don and Mike Show, and we have your mom.
Dutch Masters was a joke. If you say that, you'll piss your husband off.
I knew that, because it's Fuente or something.
Yeah,
I knew that.
Arturo Fuente, and I'm friends with a man named Carlito Fuente.
Oh.
He's the man who's behind the cigars. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Don.
You know, if I had the bullhorn and the Larry King tapes at the same time,
it would be
out of control.
It would be totally out of control. It would be.
I can't imagine the frog.
Do we have Gary on the line?
Yes, we do.
Good.
Yes, we do. Hold on there, Lisa. Hold on a second. Let me get him on now.
Carlito.
Hello, Gary?
Yes.
Gary, stand by for a message from Don Geronimo.
Hi, Gary. It's me, Don. I'm not calling on my own behalf. I'm calling on your mom's behalf. Your mom, Lisa?
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen, ass. Stop smoking. I mean, it's really pissing her off. It's going to make your teeth all yellow, make your breath awful. It stinks around the house. Do you still live with your mom, son?
Do I live with my mother?
Don't answer a question with a question. Yes or no?
No.
All right, well, there's one good thing you got going for it. So here's my advice. Smoke like a chimney, except when you're around your mother, ass.
No problem.
All right, give me a yes, sir, on that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
That worked.
That's like how
that
it works.
Man, that's textbook, really.
Sound science, son.
Well done.
Very good. Yes, that's the way it's supposed to work.
Very effective, right. I guess.
Lisa? Good stuff.
That's wonderful.
That worked for you?
That worked for me.
Thank you, darling.
And Mike, no Dutch
I get
master.
To do one?
No, yeah, no. Oh, no, listen. Really.
Oh, don't start.
ask for a Turo Fuente.
Okay.
And this,
Donna's Carlito Fuente.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, go to the old Virginia Tobacco Bar and see Gary Pesch.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a wonderful place.
Because I'm a whore too, Mike. Let's find one for Mike now.
They provide cigars to the Look Around Cafe.
Thanks, Look Around Cafe.
Hello, Trish.
They do.
Hi.
Hi, Trish. It's yeah. Mike. It's Mike on the bullhorn for you this time.
Hi, Trish. How are you?
How are you?
How are you anyway?
Who would you like Mike to call and why?
I want you to call my husband, Joe, and tell him that he's not getting a motorcycle.
He's not getting a motorcycle.
Ouch, that one hurts. Okay, hold on.
I can handle that.
I know you can.
Are you still on the line anyway?
Oh, hold on. Let me. Yeah, there she is, Mike.
Let me ask a couple of questions about Joe. How come he's not getting a motorcycle? Are you afraid that he might die?
Yeah. He might be handicapped, and then I have to take care of him.
Okay, all right. Very good.
He might be a cripple.
Yes. What's his name?
Joe.
Joe, okay. How are you anyway? Jerry Todd. That's good video.
Hold on, Trish.
Let me push this microphone a little further away. How's that, Don? Is that better?
There you go, Jerry.
All right. Jerry Todd. Hey, this is a super because it's on the front of the screen. All right, waiting for Joe now. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Mike.
How are you? How are you anyway?
You having any luck over there, Rob?
It's ringing.
Oh, no fair if I can't get through to Joe, Rob. Come on.
It's luck of the draw, Mike. You got it?
Hi, is this Joe?
Hey, we may have him.
Hi, Joe. It's Rob from the Don and Mike Show.
Your lucky day, golden boy.
Do we have your permission to put your voice on the air?
Yeah, just come on the show.
Okay, hang on.
Here he is.
What's his wife's name?
Joe.
Trish.
Yes.
Joe, stand by for a message from radio's Mike O'Meara.
Joe, are you listening to me?
Yeah, yes, I am.
Joe, I'm speaking on behalf of your wife, Trish. You are disallowed, not allowed to purchase a motorcycle. Listen, don't laugh at me. If you buy a motorcycle, you will die. You will die. It is quite simple. They're not motorcycles, they're donor cycles. Do you understand me? Joe Hardinger, my close friend Joe Hardinger, knows only people that are dead or have sold their motorcycles.
Joe.
And if you get a motorcycle, Joe, listen to me.
I'm listening.
This is the sound you will hear.
Oh! You had to work the other sound effect in, didn't you?
The sound of a siren. A siren coming from the ambulance as they pick your body parts up off the carpet.
Oh, my God.
All right, Joe, you're not allowed to get that motorcycle. I think I've made myself pretty clear, don't you?
I believe you have, yeah.
All right, now get off the phone. Pound sand, ass. Hang up.
Trish, how was that for you?
It was excellent.
Thank you, Trish.
Thank you.
Well, it's my job, please.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks so much anyway.
Mike, Robbie, if you would run that over to Buzz.
Yeah.
All right. I don't want to give it up.
You got to give it up, Mike. You got to give it up.
Over?
Stacy.
Yeah, I'll bring it over to him.
Stacy. Hi, baby. Hi,
Don?
Yeah, Mike.
I'm going to bring this over to Joe.
Okay.
I mean, to Buzz.
Stacy, who is it that you would like Buzz to speak to on a bullhorn?
I want him to talk to my ex-husband.
Your ex-husband? And what's the problem
there? My ex-husband.
What's his name?
He doesn't pay his child support.
Oh, that is excellent.
Doesn't pay his child support. Did you give the number to Joe or to Beth Ann? Oh, I got it right here.
I think I gave it to Joe.
Okay.
John?
All right. Yeah, Mike?
I'm giving it to Buzz now.
Let Buzz have it, please.
Let Buzz have the bullhorn?
Please.
You're looking frustrated.
I'm not frustrated at all, Mike.
Not yet.
Larry, am I frustrated? Hold on. Larry?
No, hold it.
For
stop.
Goodness sake.
Stop, stop. There we go.
And we need the husband's name, too. The ex-husband's name.
I'm doing too many things at once.
Name's Greg.
Greg?
Okay. Greg.
Larry?
Nope.
Oh, there he is. Hi, Larry.
Oh, no.
What are you thinking about?
Oh, boy.
Oh, wait. You get to play with the. You get to play with that thing and you get.
Yeah, I leave the studio for 1 minute. You play with your favorite toy.
Probably, yes.
The Larry box.
Yes.
Okay.
We got the name?
Yes, is it Stacy? We're calling Greg.
Calling Greg, the ex-husband.
Calling Greg.
What is this about?
Oh, Mike.
He's not paying his child support.
Oh, okay. Well, that's heavy duty.
It sure is.
Hold on, Stacy. We'll call him right now, okay, honey? Stacy?
Yes.
Okay. Stand by for action.
How do you get along with Greg?
Oh, hold on. I just put her on hold. Let me find her again.
Guessing not well.
Let's see. Stacy.
Yes. Mike?
Stacy, how do you get along with Greg?
Okay. Other than him not paying his bills.
All right.
All right. Well, we've had three good ones today.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about the motorcycle one because I'm in the same class. My wife wouldn't let me get one.
Oh, hold on a second. Greg's not there.
Naturally, he's a deadbeat.
Greg's not there.
Sorry.
Darn. Okay. All right, thank you.
Guys. Okay. Bye bye.
Pay your child support.
And
hi, Buzz.
A lady answered.
A lady. Oh, a lady. Yeah.
Oh,
baby.
Greg must be getting a nooner.
Well, he wasn't there.
Baby.
I don't know. Anyway.
You want to try one more?
How do you explain that anyway?
If we can get through real fast, Charlie. Charlie in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Charlie, who is it you would like to call with the bullhorn and why?
It's actually my ex-wife. Every year, and it's this time right now, it's my kid's birthday party, and she comes up with crazy, wild ideas, drives me bananas, last-minute ideas and things. As a matter of fact, this year it's a 50s-themed bowling party for a 9-year-old.
All right, and you want to tell her what?
To calm down. The birthday parties take care of themselves.
How you feel about that, Buzz?
I can handle that.
Oh, all right, Buzz. Yeah. You go with it.
What's
all right,
her name?
Hold on, Charlie.
What's the ex-wife's name, Charlie?
Hold on. Charlie, what's her name?
Joni.
Joni and Charlie were lovers.
Joni.
Joni loves Charlie.
Joni loves Charlie.
Joni. Joni. All right. Charlie, where are you calling from?
Las Vegas.
Right. Oh. Las Vegas. Christ, I wish we had better radio.
I hear a phone ringing in the back. Rob, did you just call?
No, that's my phone. I'm not going to answer it.
No. Yeah, the guy's at work. The guy's calling us from his office. And, Rob, any luck getting,
hello?
Joni?
Got a voicemail.
Oh, shoot.
You're a big loser.
Sorry. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
I could have left a message.
You don't need
all right, we can leave the message.
All right.
We can leave the message. So, we got to break it, because we got the girls that are going to be flashing their panty girls.
Time is of the essence.
Oh, here you go, Buzz.
It's
recording.
We're recording.
Joni, I'm calling on behalf of your husband, Charlie. Just chill. Stop overthinking the kids' birthday parties. What does a 9-year-old know about the 1950s? Birthday parties take care of themselves. Stop overthinking it. Just settle down, Joni.
It's empowering.
Stop it.
It's empowering.
Stop it.
Buzz.
Yeah, Stop it.
Listen to him.
How are you anyway?
Now, let me see if I can...
Message erased.
Oh!
Message. At the end of your message, press 1.
Okay, re-record. Go ahead.
Joni, I'm calling on behalf of your ex-husband, Charlie. Stop overthinking the birthday parties. Stop trying to plan something that takes care of itself. These are kids. What do 9-year-olds know about the 1950s anyway? Okay. Just stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it.
I'm so mad.
Very nice.
Take care.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase message review.
I'm calling on behalf of your ex-husband, Charlie. Stop overthinking the birthday parties. Stop trying to plan something that takes care of itself. These are kids. What do 9-year-olds know about the 1950s anyway?
Just stop it.
Let me just point this out to all you Buzz Burbank lovers out there.
I love
it. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to... Yes. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Message has been sent.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. And that's, incidentally, that's how we play the game.
Very nice.
That's it. We're done. I'm sorry, Rob, no time for you to make a call today.
Maybe time's up.
Anyway.
On the next episode. What, Buzz?
Time's up.
He's empowered, isn't he?
It's intoxicating.
And you were saying something about for all the Buzz Burbank lovers out there.
Yeah, you got to hear the real Buzz come through there for a moment.
That's,
all right.
That's Buzz's tone all the time.
Is that funny?
Yeah.
When Buzz does that?
Nope.
So either.
Hey, come on, once in a while, is it funny?
Sometimes not.
Mm-hmm.
We've got all our toys out now.
What are you thinking about right now?
Oh, boy.
That's the best.
Where are you at?
I'm lying in bed.
And what are you thinking about?
Oh, boy.
Okay. Stop it, Larry.
We'll be right
back. This is the Don and Mike Show.
We want to promote families in America. Families is where our nation finds hope, where wings take dream.
I would have my Secretary of Treasury be in touch with the financial centers, not only here but at home.
I don't think we need to be subliminal about the differences between our views on prescription drugs.
Well, I've been standing up to big Hollywood, big trial lawyers. What was the question? It was about emergencies, wasn't it? There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on
you. Are you retarded? It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
Shame on you.
What?
It fooled me. Can't get fooled again.
The Don and Mike Show. Sanitized for your protection.
Right, right.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
I was alone. I had Beatle chime time there. Joining us now, these girls are going to use their fake name. That's cool with us. Both Eden and Apple. These girls are going to be at the Republican convention in New York next week. And they got a bunch of girls wearing panties.
And they're going to be little sayings on them.
Flashing these messages, slogans. Now, some of the catchphrases, you know, we've had to change the show with the FCC.
Yeah.
So we can say that they'll have on their underpants, weapon of mass seduction. I think we can say, expose Bush, mm-hmm. if you look at this strictly as a political
statement. Political event.
Mm-hmm. Drill Bush, not oil.
Mm-hmm.
Down on Bush. I'm not going to read number 5.
No, why not? Don?
I'm not going to... number 6, Firebush.
Firebush.
Number 7, Ballot Box. Number 8 is funny, but there ain't no way I'm reading that.
I love that.
Number 9 is equally good.
Mm-hmm.
And number 10, we Yank Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
These are just some of the things that the girls will have on their panties.
Pretty clever.
And here they are now. Both Eden and Apple.
We've got Eden and Apple on the line here.
Mm-hmm. Hi, girls.
Hi there.
Hi, women. Now, the website is Axis of Eve, as in Adam and Eve, axisofeve.org. Gals, how many guys and girls, I thought it was the girls only thing, but I've been told now it's not. How many guys and girls do you hope will perform this gigantic flash at the convention?
Our hope is that we're going to have 100 Eves and Adams show up with us on Wednesday, September 1st,
right,
in Battery Park City. And for more information, we encourage everyone to look at our website. In order for us to, as a large group, send a political postcard to the American public and to the world that we in New York do not appreciate George Bush and his administration and the Republican Party coming to New York City to take advantage of a tragedy that, you know, we all have suffered from.
Now, listen, this is so great. When you look at, you go to the website, one of the things, how to participate.
Mm-hmm.
One, confirm. Send us an email at accessofeves.org. If you want to be a captain for this event, let us know. Number 2, outfit. Wear your protest panty and Access of Eve tank top. Panties and tanks will be available at reduced price before the event. Many of us will wear American flags, about $20 at Home Depot. Arrive at 5:30. Please be on time. We will be flashing at 6 p.m. sharp. Now,
so that's just in time for the live local news, right?
Hello?
Hello, we're here.
Yeah, girls. Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry, I had your mic out.
Now, you girls, this is not you're not actually getting into the convention. This is going to be a separate event held outside of Madison Square Garden. You're going to be down in Battery Park, right?
That's correct.
And how many TV stations do you think? Now, listen, we're on your side, but how many TV stations are going to put on the news 100 people pulling down their pants to show panties?
Well, for us, the idea of a flash is really symbolic. We're not sort of running around naked in our underwear. And the idea is actually we encourage people to put on panties over their jeans, to put them, pin them to their shirt. It's a symbolic idea of flashing a message of truth.
Now, will you have any panties actually on the convention floor?
You know what? That would be absolutely fabulous, and we've all been looking around for a Republican mole to go in there and do a flash on the floor, but it's, as I'm sure you know, it's been hard enough for protesters in New York City to get permits to be outside on the streets of New York City. So the idea of us legally getting into the convention is a fantasy, but a fantasy.
Okay. So what about for all of the Rush Limbaugh types that would be calling us prophets? You know, you'd say, gosh, you're selling shirts, you're selling panties. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to make some dough on this somewhere. What are you doing with the money?
Well, we actually are putting the money toward a film that's going to be a short educational documentary about what happened to voters in Florida, but particularly African-American voters who were turned away from the polls in the 2000 election. And it's going to be a film that will be distributed to community groups and church groups in Florida, but also in other states around the South.
Are you going to be able to have some type of real-time video on your website to see this on maybe not as it's happening, but within an hour or two, could you go to the website and see the people either pulling down their, you know, putting them over their pants or girls lifting up? Can you see that?
Where are you going with this concept?
No, calm down now. We're just asking you the
darling,
questions.
Darling, listen.
Your panties in a twist over
don't
there.
Don't be so defensive. First off,
no.
we're on your side. Here's the thing. I can't imagine I'm going to turn on Eyewitness News and this is going to be on. So what I'm wondering is, are you going to have some kind of video images up on your site? Not because I'm a perv. There's a million sites I could go to
right.
see perv stuff. But I think it would be funny.
I'd like to see how it goes.
I think that's a great idea.
To see all of the flashes.
I think that's a fantastic idea, as we say it.
Fantastic.
A fantastic idea.
Fantastic, yes.
The problem is that we will have our hands full, so to speak. So, it's a great idea. If there are any listeners out there in New York who want to come film it and email us.
That would have been 2 years ago, but that's another story.
So you're really, so far, the response you're getting on this is good enough where you think you can have a pretty good turnout for this, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to actually have very good turnout. I mean, it's, people really like the idea of approaching politics with humor. And, I mean, there's so much talk now about violence. I think actually wrongly about the protesters being violent. I think that it's meant to scare us off.
I don't worry about where I'm going with this, but I would tell you that if I heard about this protest and I was just in New York on a vacation, this would be the protest that I'd want to stop by and
yep.
visit. Absolutely.
I think so.
Well, great.
I think so.
Well, that's the idea. I mean, I think the idea behind what we're doing is that we appeal to different people for different reasons.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
At the bottom line, we're trying to target these 22 million women who did not vote in the 2000 election.
Wow.
We're trying to invite women to politics in a way that's fun and creative.
And I think whether you like it or not, you're probably going to influence some young men to vote,
Well,
too.
You know what? We welcome them.
Good.
We welcome
them. Let me ask both Eden and Apple. Girls, will you be wearing your flash panties? Will you be wearing them underneath, like a skirt? Is that what you're going
to
be doing?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to get the logistics of this as far as, because I'm reading on the website the questions here, and there's obviously some public nudity issues. If you wear, say, for example, a skirt, and you've got your panties underneath your skirt, just panties, and you lift up your skirt, can you get busted for that?
Well, actually, I mean, showing your panties, first of all, most people wear them over tights or pants.
You wear them over tights.
It isn't that's not the usual way to present it. But okay, if you think about it, wearing a regular pair of, you know, flat bottom panties doesn't show any more bathing suit.
So you're going to be like Robin the Boy Wonder. You remember when on Batman?
Yeah, well, Robin used to wear his tights underneath his little bathing suit.
Yeah, Robin would wear his cod piece.
Right.
First he would put on nylons. Then he would put on the cod piece.
Never understood that terminology for clothing.
Did anybody ever question Robin about his outfit?
And I've always wondered what a cod piece really is. It's an interesting piece of clothing.
Piece
well,
for his
cod. This is Eden. I'm going to be dressed up as Wonder Woman. Speaking of,
oh, cool! Bravo! Bravo!
Yeah. So the idea will be I'll be wearing an American flag as a cape.
Right.
And I will have my long red boots on.
And Apple, what will you be dressing as?
I like to go as a funky 50s housewife.
There you go.
Buzz is coming out of his skin over there. Right,
better
now.
Get some big old lady panties then if that's the case. Either way, girls, why don't we... I'm going to put you on with Robbie, who I think you talked to originally. And maybe next week we can get you on afterwards. And if you have some video up on your site, we'd love to see what happens with this.
That would be great. And we want to just reiterate, any of your listeners who want to participate in Operation Expose and Depose, please join us Wednesday, September 1st, 5:30 p.m. in Battery Park in New York City.
Now, you say men and women are encouraged. You're not looking for men to wear panties, though, are you?
Well, we do have our vice presidential line of boxers. Mm-hmm. some of which you were a bit shy to talk about, but...
Oh, really? So you've got the vice presidential boxers?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. All right, and so you can have a slogan or a saying on those, right?
Yes. Think of the possibilities with Dick Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of puns regarding his first name.
Right, gotcha.
Oh.
The website. Oh, you just got that, Buzz. Just figured that one out. Buzz gets jokes.
There you go.
The website is axisofeve.org, and both Eden and Apple are using fake names, but it's only because they're afraid that, like, someone, you know, like Manchurian Candidate or something,
right?
Yeah, right. Something
exactly.
Bad in the middle of the night. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, girls, good luck, and let's chat after your mass flash.
Thank you very much for having us.
Okay, see you later.
Bye, Apple. Bye, Eden.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
There you go.
I don't think anybody's going to get busted because they have the naked cowboy in Times Square all the time in his jockey shorts, and they just had some big advertising thing for one of the underwear companies where people were walking around in underwear. And I knew that they kind of had us pegged, and I didn't want to get into it with them, but I would think that if they were going to have this protest, that we might have a few women there that would really understand the spirit of the protest.
I'm sure that those women, those whores, will be there.
God bless them.
Amen, Buzz.
Although, I don't know which one it was, Apple or Eden, I'll give her credit for somebody who enjoyed that era of television. I'll give her credit for the Wonder Woman.
Right.
And then the 50s housewife, you know, that got Buzz all hot.
Donna Reed. I tell you what, though, she lost me when it was, you can just put them on over your pants. Honey,
yeah,
like,
no.
Boo. What's the point
That's
of that?
That's just PR spin.
Yeah, please, get out of here with that.
I don't like that idea.
No. Come on.
No.
Down on Bush. That's what I read. That's okay.
And I thought originally we were talking to people, they were going to try to get into the convention, but I don't think anybody's going to know.
No, I think that they wanted to get into the convention. Right. Shock. You know, although, why couldn't you just lie and then get in the convention and then pull your pants down?
You know enough about New York. Seriously, if the word gets out, if they get enough word out on this, and you were in New York City,
I
mean, Buzz, if we were sitting down there like, you know, just 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon,
we'd be there.
We'd be there.
Yeah. But we're not there.
No, we're not.
Let's remember.
Yeah, right. I know.
Remember.
I know.
New York equals bad.
It's okay.
But this show, New York equals bad.
I'm not happy.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
It was Buzz. Oh, let me just mention, I was looking at DCR TV.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's nice that the guy put a plug up for our new website.
Good.
Which isn't up yet.
Not up yet.
DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like to make one thing clear. Mm-hmm. While my wife is going to be involved in it, she's not the website mistress.
Not the webmaster?
She's not the webmaster. I want you to know. With no offense to my lovely wife, and Dave, you might want to get that right on your site.
He got that from me, I think.
Well, yeah. She we got someone who, and I got to make sure I say this correctly, someone who knows a bit more about putting websites together. Somebody, oh, shut up, Buzz. somebody who, anyway, there'll be a, it's a nitpicky thing.
Yeah, I understand.
Thanks for the plug.
Yeah.
Buzz?
Yes.
What's your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, still examining the question, have terrorists blown up two airliners in Russia?
Oh, boy.
I think so. I
think you're thinking right.
Here's the only thing that makes me think maybe not, though.
What?
Stupid Russians.
There's always that possibility.
I mean, I heard the
like
story.
Crazy, like old rusty Russian mines.
I saw the wreckage.
Yeah.
The planes look like Russian cars.
Yeah.
You know how Russian
absolutely.
Cars, they all look like La Renault.
Yeah.
Remember that thing?
The only thing that makes me think it might be really because they've got their own thing, right? You know, we've got the Al-Qaeda. They've got their own Chechen.
I understand.
And I mean, they're doing that always. Propellers looked fine before takeoff.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional, boys.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it never fails. You're in the middle of that important call on the road, getting directions to the restaurant or something, and your cell phone, Brando's on you.
Which leaves you pretty much out of luck, unless you've got OnStar, of course.
With OnStar Personal Calling, you can use your car's cell hardware to make and receive hands-free calls while you're on the road.
So in addition to all the other features of OnStar, like being able to help locate your car if it's ever stolen, and alerting emergency advisors if your airbags deploy, you're no longer up a creek if your cell battery dies or you forget your phone.
OnStar is available now on more than 50 GM models from Saturns to Cadillacs.
You get 30 minutes of OnStar personal calling with the purchase of any OnStar-equipped vehicle.
1 year of the OnStar Safe and Sound Plan, which includes a wide range of safety features, included with the purchase of any OnStar-equipped vehicle.
For more information about OnStar, check out their website at OnStar.com or swing by your local dealer for a demo.
You know what I got to get you? For your side of the studio?
What's that?
It's a clock. So that's...
You know what? I can't do this anymore.
We have 15 seconds left.
I can't do this.
Can't do what?
I just can't do this.
Do what?
I'm just kidding.
Did you say OnStar.com?
Yes, I did.
Thanks. Another perfect commercial.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They always play the tard card.
Hey.
Don and Mike.
How you doing, Tom? It's time for Buzz's News and Comments brought to you by Viramax. Viramax, the world's number one sexual pleasure and performance enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor?
Yes, number one, because it really works. Doctor developed, clinically tested, 1 AAA tried VMAX. Steve Wonder. I think I filled out some survey recently where I said that maybe Songs in the Key of Life would be in my all-time top three.
That's a good choice.
Stephen Wonder, that's his, maybe Stephen did his finest work on that.
Stephen Wonder.
That's an and that's where Sir Duke is from, Songs in the Key of Life.
Do you like it even better than the soundtrack to The Woman in Red?
You and that head of yours.
I know.
And the greatest song ever recorded.
That's right.
The Lady in Red.
Oh, Christa Berg.
Yes, yeah. Wonderful.
He was blind, wasn't he?
And, of course, one of the greatest artists of all time, Simply Red.
Oh, Mick Hucknall?
That's a band.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Simply Red, yes.
And I'm sorry, Mike, because I'm stuck on Rob. The blind guy is the guy that sang Angel Eyes, the Jeff Healey Band.
Oh, okay.
Jeff Healey Band.
Yes.
And Roy Orbison, not blind.
No.
He pretended to be blind.
But he can't see now.
Did he pretend or did he just look blind?
I think it was one of those things that nobody ever said, hey, dude, can you see how many fingers I'm holding
nobody
up?
Nobody called him on.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm Simply Red.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Stevie Wonder. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
He's
of Steve,
very good.
Stephen Wonder.
There is no evidence yet that terrorists are behind the simultaneous crashes of two Russian jets taking off from the same airport, except that it happened. One jet with 46 passengers crashed 600 miles south of Moscow. It was found about 9 hours after it issued a signal that it had been seized. Witnesses on the ground say they heard multiple explosions. The other plane, with 43 passengers, crashed about 125 miles south of Moscow. There were no survivors from either plane.
Let's go to the black box.
don't hear anything yet.
Hello, darling. This is Natasha from Bull Meekin Show. I never listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara. Oh, for the birds, Bodie.
It's amazing we actually heard the black box as the plane is now crashing twice.
Well, two planes, Mike.
One black box, two planes.
Two planes.
Hello, darling. This is
There's
Natasha.
There's the second black box.
There you go. She's burning now.
There we go. That explains so much.
It baffled me last night because it's Russia. And when they showed the cleanup site, here's part of the problem with Russia. Russia has the same problem as a lot of ways Subway does. Russia has still those bad uniforms.
Right.
That even if they're out
the
there.
The uniforms that look like they did back in the early 1950s.
Back in the day.
Right.
So, when you see a Russian guy, and it happened to be a guy that was walking past some piece of smoldering metal, and he was just eating an apple, wearing his old school Soviet clothes, just made me think, something tells me it's not terrorism, something tells me it's Russians.
What an amazing coincidence, the two planes. If it was one plane, you could say that.
That's the thing about it. But early reports had investigators saying that fragments on the ground make it appear terrorism was not involved officially. Russia is saying it could be any of these things. It could be terrorism, it could be human error, mechanical failure.
And even though they're not the Soviet Union, because they're not the Soviet Union anymore, you still get that chance of that Russian media thing
that they
still have going on.
Other observers say that by odds alone, it appears terrorism was involved. Russia's president was killed by a bomb back in May. Now, John Kerry could have...
Really?
Yes.
Well, I'm stupid. What's his name?
I don't remember. Boris. Just for the sake of argument.
Yeah, let's save that.
Say Boris or Yuri.
Russia's president was killed by...
By a bomb back in May, I know. We've never even heard about
another
it.
Another one, and how about Yakov?
Now,
John Kerry could have gone on Nightline, but he chose Jon Stewart's Daily Show on Comedy Central to be his first TV stop since the ads attacking his military service.
Hey, and just before you get into this, I know this has been written about and talked about.
We're going to stay out of the details.
No. I'm going to go somewhere I don't think you'd think I'm going to go.
Right.
Hey, Ted Koppel, shut up.
Where did he, was he dissing it?
Oh, Jon Stewart. Yeah.
But before Kerry even decided to go on Jon Stewart's show, one night during the end of Nightline, you know how sometimes Ted Koppel just kind of freewheels?
I'll do a commentary.
Yeah, and it wasn't even a commentary. He's mad about some study that said a certain percentage of people get their news from, and he looks at it like he's never heard of it.
That's their source of news.
He's looking at this paper, a show called The Daily Show on Comedy Central.
Right.
And basically what Ted Koppel says is, this is bad, and it blurs the line, and Ted Koppel is concerned that a lot of people are watching Jon Stewart and having their opinion formed there, rather than having their opinion formed, you know, by Tom Brokaw.
Aren't people seriously watching The Daily Show for the same? I mean, it's one of Buzz and my favorite shows.
Right.
Watching The Daily Show for the reasons we watch it,
like,
because it's goddamn funny.
Yeah, it's a comedy spin on the news.
Ted's concern is the kids.
Oh, the kids. Yeah.
Don't forget, the children are our future.
And I think they're overemphasizing the young viewers of that show. Mm-hmm. I think the viewers are anywhere from 25 to 54.
And listen, I'm a fan of that show, a huge fan. Not as big as you guys, but Frida watches it, which means I watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that their ratings? Like a million people.
Yeah.
So, Leno and Letterman get between 6 and 8 million a night.
Right.
Jon Stewart's audience is a fragment of that. Yet for some reason, Ted Koppel's having a conniption fit. And this was before Kerry went on Jon Stewart's show last night.
Right. And I didn't like it, frankly. I mean, I didn't like the whole thing. I thought it was just a little forced.
What didn't you like about it?
I thought it was forced by the candidate, and I thought it was forced by Jon Stewart. I really did. I thought he was trying almost too hard to be funny.
I think
Kerry was trying too hard to
be funny.
Jon
Stewart was put out, and I didn't see it. I would think he was put in a no-win situation.
No-win situation.
Right.
So it was a little uncomfortable.
They did the best they could.
I thought they did all right, considering the limitations of that situation.
Yeah, I would have liked to see just a little bit funnier on Kerry's part, and maybe a little more serious on Jon Stewart's part.
Agreed.
To give John Kerry the chance to loosen up a little bit.
Was the first question... what the F is going on?
The first question was, from what I understand, you weren't in Vietnam.
Right.
Because I had read something with a producer saying that they weren't going to tell Jon Stewart that their thought as a show was the first question should be, he sits down and Jon Stewart says, what the F is going on?
they considered that. No, from the show last night, quoting Stewart, I watch a lot of the cable news shows, so I understand you were never in Vietnam.
That was his opening line, and that was funny.
That's
what I understand, said Kerry, but I'm trying to find out what happened. Kerry went on to accuse President Bush of avoiding the issues like the economy, jobs, and the environment until Stewart interrupted him. I'm sorry, were you or were you not in Cambodia? Kerry also told people, told how people try to introduce themselves to him in men's rooms. And answering another question from Stewart, Kerry also denied that every time we use ketchup, his wife gets a nickel. But he said, use the ketchup.
You know, I think really they could have gone a little bit longer on it. It seemed like it was a little rushed. Mm-hmm. It seemed like it was a little forced. But right. But still, I mean,
the fact that it happened was pretty cool.
Yeah, the fact that it happened was on that show. And Stephen Colbert did a good segment before
funny.
That.
Oh, that guy's drop dead funny. Oh, that guy's great.
God, he's hysterical.
Today's John Kerry mischief involves sending a couple of his fellow Vietnam vets to President Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas. They showed up at the gate asking to speak to the president about those TV ads, Swift Boat, Veterans for Truth.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. They were sent away from the gate, and the letter was not accepted.
No contest.
Kerry wants Bush to condemn the ads, which have since been shown to contain, to put it politely, contradictions. Just yesterday, a lawyer for the Bush campaign admitted providing free legal advice to the vengeful veterans, so there's your link between the president and the attack ads.
You know, and I came around to what you were saying yesterday. I think this is just all, you know, whatever guy doesn't want to talk about the issues, this is playing right into his hands.
And that's the guy that's got the job right now.
Absolutely, because, man, right now, I don't see this stopping, and... You know, we're not having a debate on the issues here.
Interesting development today, though. The lawyer with the Bush administration who gave the free legal advice to the veterans group, a key guy in the Bush campaign, has resigned.
Yeah, but I still don't think
he's a sacrificial lamb.
The whole point is, like I was saying, and thank you. So, Mike, let me just get this right. This is a political discussion that we had on the show.
Right. Yeah.
And you're now saying that I was correct about something?
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right about it, because really it is. And maybe I was, you know, really I was like a day behind you on it, because I really got, I was kind of ramped up with the whole spirit of it. But now it's like, all right, yeah, look, nobody's yielding. He's not going to condemn the ads.
Right.
Move on. And stop it.
Right. Don't we have other, like I said the other day, don't we have problems? We got problems with Iraq. We got problems with our economy. We got problems with the job.
And I think people, you know now, hey, look, you can either take it one side or the other if on that particular issue and just move on to something.
And if you're Bush, mm-hmm. and you had it absolutely right,
mm-hmm.
why don't you just sit back and go, hey, you know what this is? This is another week that I don't have to answer any hard questions.
Absolutely.
It's all crap about if I was in the National Guard getting high and if he was shooting himself or cutting himself in Vietnam.
Yeah.
But Kerry said basically the same thing last night, that there are other issues. I've tried to avoid this story about the vengeful Swift Boat guy.
And I will give him credit that I do really believe that he was pressed into responding.
But still,
and you know
shut
what?
Up about, not you, Mike, but both of them just...
I wish, you know...
Back to the issue.
What I was telling you the other day, I think he got a lot of heat, because I think initially, I don't think he wanted to talk about it. I mean, he's like, yeah, whatever. You know, if they want to do mm-hmm. that, let them do that. And I think maybe that, in retrospect, we'll know after the election's over. I think maybe in retrospect, I don't know if it's going to last this long.
It won't.
That might have been
the
better political move for him just to stay out of the fray. You know, just stay and let somebody, you know, let somebody else do his talk.
Oh, I think it will, because, goddamn, how long till the election? What is it, 3 months?
Yeah,
a little over two. Or,
do you know how many thousands of small nitpicky stories are going to come up between now and then that are going to occupy our time, where
plenty.
We should be focused on mm-hmm. the real issues at hand.
You know, the one thing, the little fantasy I have also, though, is you just let it go, and you let it die down, and then your first debate, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I heard a lot that, you know, you didn't condemn the ads about my military service, just to clear things up. And then he just drops trow, or whatever, and
has his panties on.
And shows, has panties on, and shows the scar.
Oh, you know what my wife did? This is funny.
Mm-hmm.
This is funny to get my kid to vote. Because, you know, we want to get motivated to vote.
Yeah,
we're registered to vote, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, she text messages him. He's out of college. She just text messaged him one day in a class, register to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So he writes back, why? And she texts back, to get rid of Bush. Now, I mean to tell you, 45 minutes later, class is out.
Mm-hmm.
He's calling us up, and he needs to know, you know, where was I born exactly?
Right.
We're like, you know all of this information. What are you asking us this for? He says, I'm registering to vote.
Good.
So that's all it took was one little text message from mom just saying, don't forget, register to vote. He writes back because he's bored. Why? To get rid of Bush.
Mm-hmm.
That motivated him.
Parents, the anti-Bush. more parents should do that. New Jersey Governor James McGreevy.
Although I just want to say, I think the dumb guy still has a really good chance of winning.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No one should be counting this as a W for the good guys.
No, not at all. Now, New Jersey Governor James.
And I also want to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I think this will still be one effed up country, even when Kerry wins.
Yeah, you're not going to get an argument from me.
Yeah.
New Jersey Governor.
I ain't seen any guy yet coming out with a magic wand saying, you elect me and I'll set you free.
No, I agree.
They're all, but this, you know,
if he does
sadly,
say that, I'd be suspicious.
This is,
you know what I do, sir? The only thing I think might change, you know, down the road a little bit, just a few less of the, you know, of those guys.
You know what, and Kerry.
That's what I hope.
Kerry should just change his slogan because really this is what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
John Kerry means a vote against Bush.
Yeah.
Really, you could have, for goodness sakes.
Ross B. Wack.
If he's the candidate.
Yeah,
just be, vote for Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Look at him. He's a big headed.
Hi.
He's a big
lovable.
He's my best buddy. Apparently, he's a bad. He's look at his feet.
How about that be the logo? Put his feet up there.
Would you vote for these
big
feet?
Fred Flintstone
look at his
feet.
Big Fred Flintstone feet. But you know what?
What?
He ain't George Bush.
Yeah. There's your slogan. New Jersey Governor James McGreevy got a standing ovation today during his first public appearance since announcing he's gay. McGreevy was in Atlantic City to sign a casino development bill. Nearly 2 weeks ago, he revealed...
This is a dreamy deal.
Oh, picture him getting a standing O down there. No, not in Atlantic City. Not at a gambling casino,
you know,
but...
Because frankly, boys, I spend more time than any of you down there. And I just don't picture him getting the standing O.
Like I have news for you.
Yes.
That there's many gays in all walks of life, even the tough wise guys that you see down in Atlantic City. And in particular, I don't want to slander anybody.
Sure.
But I just want to say, I've heard something about, do you know a man named Victor Tiffany?
Victor Tiffany. Yeah, listen to that name, baby.
You're no longer welcome here. Good day.
We do not want your business. Nearly 2 weeks ago, McGreevy revealed his sexual orientation and said he would resign in November. Interestingly, he has still not submitted a letter of resignation.
Submitted.
Having angered millions of...
Is that a hard 16? Hit me. I'm not really sure what to do.
Hello there. I'll be your casino host.
Having angered millions of Americans with its temperamental operating system, Microsoft has also done its share to offend foreigners. The Microsoft geeks may have a knack for converting computer language into English, but other languages, not so much. A company executive says Microsoft has lost millions of dollars by offending people in foreign lands. A Spanish version of Windows XP asked users to choose one of three gender descriptions for themselves. Not specified, male, or bitch.
And the problem there is...
it was an unfortunate translation error. Which cost Microsoft billions in Spanish-speaking countries around the world. XP was banned in India when a Microsoft map used the wrong colors for certain parts of the country.
Hey, bitch! Why does he say bitch? Let's do some web surfing, bitch!
What could Siegfried and Roy possibly have to hide? The company that produced their...
Please. Maybe they go to a casino in Atlantic City sometimes. You know, I'm not even saying nothing, but you know what I'm saying.
The company that produced their Vegas magic show is refusing to turn over to federal investigators video of the mauling of Roy Horn.
Oh, hey, Larry? Larry, did you see that?
It was funny.
Well, they have. The producers have this video. They're just refusing to share. The Vienna, Virginia company has been subpoenaed twice. And
I want to see it all.
Still not a... The government now says it'll explore other legal avenues. Under the Animal Welfare Act, the Agriculture Department's been trying to see if any laws were broken.
Nature of the beast.
They're also investigating Ringling Brothers Circus over the death of a lion.
You know, they're in Vienna, Rob, your favorite town. You could go down there.
I often ponder this. What is too much?
You could go down and talk to him.
Yeah, that'd be great. I said everything is brown. Good luck making a left turn in Vienna, Virginia. Yeah.
Everybody's a critic. The state of Illinois is suing the Dave Matthews Band for dumping sewage.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, I'm not, Larry. The 800 pounds of raw sewage reportedly came from the band's tour bus as it
passed... Me and the wife and the two kids. Come on. get it.
The bus is supposedly dumped this as it passed over the Chicago River via a Kinzie Street bridge.
Where did this happen?
This is in Chicago.
New York.
No,
my hometown.
No,
New York.
No, Larry, Chicago.
No. New York.
No, Chicago.
No, Larry.
It's a sad turn of events. The sewage landed on the passengers of a tour boat below the bridge.
I still at times, right before I fall asleep, wonder if I'm going to get a boy.
The boat had to be disinfected. The 100 passengers all got their money back and some nice Purple Heart medals.
You know, I often ponder this. What is too much?
The band has denied the dumping. The state wants the Dave Matthews Band to pay a $70,000 fine.
No.
Okay.
Now, this should make music producer Phil Spector look less guilty.
Okay.
Of killing a B-movie actress he picked up in a bar. He's just hired John Gotti's lawyer. The lawyer...
Just take a moment.
Yeah.
The bald guy, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Bruce. The lawyer...
The bald guy with, like, the big muscles.
Yeah, I know. He's a great man. Right. Let's all just pipe down a little bit, please.
And I'm sorry. We're in sacred territory.
Let's have
now.
A little respect. And let's remember that, you know, they're out there.
And we may need to avail ourselves of the services of an attorney at some point, and this might be the guy.
Forget about it.
The lawyer Spector had...
Mr. Gotti.
The very high-profile Leslie Abramson said she had to quit in order to remain ethical. That definitely won't make Spector look less guilty. The new lawyer, Bruce Cutler, has been described by the feds as the Gambino House Counsel. This will be the third lawyer for the legendary music producer. His first was Robert Shapiro, one of O.J. Simpson's lawyers.
Bruce Cutler, mm-hmm. A great man.
Great man.
A great attorney.
A great man, thank
and
God.
Reasonably priced.
Thank God.
No disrespect to Ms. Abramson, but she's not a good attorney. You know.
No disrespect.
No disrespect.
Thank God. He's a friend of ours.
I'm glad he's working for Phil Spector, thank God.
Thank God.
When we come back.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
A man may be going to prison.
That's something they say in mob movies all the time.
Yeah, he's going to pull through, thank God. And it's THANGOD.
Thank God.
Thank God.
It's like when I worked at Pro FM in Rhode Island. Remember, it was play more Kia. Play Ditto, when people wanted to say play more Kiss and play Disco, is play more Ditto, play Kid. Same with the mobster speak.
Thank God. He played a Kid record the other night, thank God.
Thank God. Thank God.
When we come back, a man may be going to prison for 10 years for stealing underwear.
Oh. Hopefully that sentence will be deferred.
Thank God.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Gotcha, Merv.
Forget it. I'm halfway home.
Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Guests of the Don and Mike Show stay at the Hotel Helix in the center of Washington, D.C. Nothing's more important than you at the Hotel Helix. You're a celebrity. You're a star at the Hotel Helix. HotelHelix.com. Thank you, AOL, for broadband. We're going to be sending a lot of people to NASCAR with a huge race in 2 weeks. We have VIP tickets to the Chevy Rock and Roll 400. This is the race where the guys who are not in the top 10 will be screwed, blued, and tattooed right for the rest of the year. We'll be giving away these tickets starting tomorrow. Thank you, AOL. When you add AOL for broadband to any high-speed connection, get special access to NASCAR.
Mm.
When you add AOL for broadband to any basic high-speed connection.
And as far as that race is concerned, we hope no one gets hurt, thank God.
Thank God. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Well, as I said, a guy could be going to prison for 10 years just for stealing underwear. It's not what you think. For Leroy Newell of Martinsburg, West Virginia, it appears his main fetish is shoplifting. But under West Virginia's three strikes law, this time Leroy's headed for the big house. Maybe for a decade, a longer stretch than some do for murder. His latest heist involved $45 worth of underwear and $30 worth of packaged shirts from Kmart. Police say they found it in his backpack. He's still in jail, unable to post bond.
Call my lawyer, Rob Spiewax.
In northern Kentucky, they believe they've figured out a way to keep strippers from using their jobs to make prostitution money. A new law in Kenton County bans strippers from talking with customers.
Unbelievable.
Strip clubs are fighting this.
Quoting, oh, man, I hope they win, thank God.
Quoting one owner, We're already under one of the most stringent ordinances, and now they say performers can't even talk to anyone. When did these people get the right to tell somebody who they could talk and who they couldn't talk to?
Hey, listen, no matter how beautiful a woman is, no matter how beautiful she is, and no matter how intoxicating you find her at that moment,
no matter how hot.
Let me just say, there's a variation of another theory that I can't say right now, but let me let me just say that eventually, no matter how beautiful her voice is, no matter how much you love her, eventually her voice will sound like this.
Yep. Sure. So forget about it.
Larry, am I right or am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. Quoting a local official, if they didn't put up a fight, I would have worried we didn't make the ordinance strong enough. The new law also cracks down on escort services and adult bookstores. Among the owners of those bookstores, Larry Flynn.
What are they trying to do, kill us?
It just doesn't get any better than this.
Basically, my style is one of utter... It's almost... I don't want to say naivety. I'm curious.
That was taken from a strip joint that Larry was in.
That's right, he's curious.
I'm curious. I want to know why.
Use condoms or else. That's the message being sent to the makers of adult videos by a California lawmaker.
Oh, boy.
Paul Koretz, who represents West Hollywood in the state assembly, has sent an open letter to the porn makers warning them to exercise safe sex or face new laws forcing them to do so.
Watch out, Kick-Ass Video.
Many porn producers already insist on condoms. Some refuse, like Kick-Ass Video, saying their customers don't want it. All of them get their performers tested every 3 weeks.
Their customers like Michael O'Mara.
And
oh, I'm sorry, Ann.
Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
And
all right.
Michael Soares.
Guilty.
And hey, come on. Might as well get everybody involved.
Joe Arnger.
There you go. On the subject of condoms in porn films, Hustler's Larry Flynt is still a lot of fun. Quoting him, I appreciate what the assemblyman is doing.
We forgot someone else who's into that type of porn.
George Michael.
There he is. Quoting Larry Flynt, I appreciate what the assemblyman's trying to do, but I want to know who's going to put the condoms on the actors. Is he going to come down here and do it himself? End quote.
Ooh.
And it's high-tech hookers. Ooh. In Springfield, Missouri, prostitutes have turned the tables on police using computers to share information about undercover vice cops. It's an online database where busted hookers can post information about the cop they encountered, his looks, his voice, his demeanor, his car, and any other information they can get. Imagine the surprise of the vice squad commander when he found his personal cell phone number on the website. Police say they're now rotating officers to make the information less reliable.
It was funny.
Rotate.
Quoting a captain, you'll still have women on the street trying to feed their crack habit, but you'll also have others who see it as a business. It's only natural these people are going to use technology.
I like this, the climate.
In sports, this could go down as the breast Olympics ever. After a slow start in the ratings, the game finally got up to speed, snagging 2 out of every 3 Americans at some point. Some points more than others, like the swimming and the volleyball. There have been about a dozen indecency complaints about the athletes' skimpy attire.
Right to the FCC, because what you're seeing on the Olympics.
Mainly they're just calling NBC. One viewer swears he saw a man's private parts. Most of the complaints, though, have been about breasts. And then there's the fact that NBC had 7 of the top 10 shows this week, all of them Olympic coverage. Jerry Bruckheimer of the various CSIs had the other 3 in the top 10.
So people are watching the Olympics.
Yeah, but you know what? The numbers are not... I looked at
they're
the
better
numbers
than
today.
Sydney now, we're hearing.
But the numbers are like 20 million people a night, and on a regular night, CSI gets 20 million people a night watching it. So, you know, for 2 weeks, I guess it's okay, but it's not getting the type of over-the-top numbers where you... I mean, no lie. Do you know anybody that has Olympic fever?
No, not this time around.
And I'll say that in previous years, I go hot and cold sometimes.
But people, I think what's happening, and the reason he's got those stats, people are stopping when they see it. I mean, people are coming by.
You know why?
They want to check it out for a little bit.
Because there's nothing else on. Because the other networks give up.
Right.
Listen, I like Family Guy. I'm glad they brought that show back. But like tonight, that's all they're running for 2 hours.
Yay.
On Fox. Okay. Buzz, excuse me.
Sorry.
I need a little something called Law and Order.
Okay.
It's like the only show
it's on every channel.
No, but it's not on the NBC channel.
Oh. Well, maybe
NBC
someday channel. We'll have it on every channel, and you'll be able to watch it. Thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah. And I, incidentally, during the break, you guys failed in your Godfather trivia, both of you.
Yes.
And I'm very, very disappointed.
Well, you're like Rain Man about that movie.
I didn't realize
Mike's
that.
Asking us, like, when this one guy got killed when he was in the church, what was he doing?
I was ready to stand up out of my chair, you know, and just go, fags.
Yeah, but you didn't. Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God. Forget about it.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Today, there's a report out of Greece saying that one of the athletes who won a medal on Monday used a gadget to give drug inspectors a urine sample other than his own. The athlete has not yet been identified. The report comes from a TV station that hasn't given any other details.
It's a bozo flower.
Nor has it named its source.
Okay, thank you, Rob.
I didn't mean to do
what
that.
What the hell?
Thanks. I didn't mean
that's
to
nice.
That.
What are you looking for, ass?
What was that?
It shouldn't. I'm hitting it.
What are you looking for? Right?
That was totally inappropriate, Ross.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for...
What are you looking for?
In fact...
This? Oh, yeah, just let me mention, all that stuff about beating his wife and stuff, it's not a joke,
no, it's not.
Okay? Not a joke.
It's serious business.
Very serious.
I hope she'll pull through, thank God.
Not me.
Thank God.
Finally, we get calls from Sacramento. We get calls from truckers.
Hey,
we get calls from truckers in Sacramento. We got one today.
Excuse me, all kidding aside, I know we got to leave here in a second.
Right.
Where's my catheter? I mean, you know, it's a funny joke and everything, but where's my freaking catheter?
That's a good joke, thank God.
Thank God. Anyway, Buzz, in Sacramento.
Yeah, Sacramento truckers, we get calls. Maybe this guy was one of the callers. The Sacramento Bee reports that the FBI has picked up Stephen Michael Kelly on possession of child pornography charges. Because he's a trucker, the judge says he's a flight risk, so she's ordered him held without bail.
Oh, boy.
After examining his laptop, police say Steve has a penchant for young girls. He's also not the brightest bulb on the tree. He was arrested after trying to get some of his pictures developed at Walmart.
And where's he from?
Sacramento. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! I think we gotta go.
Really?
Yeah. Mike, we're coming back tomorrow.
Oh, good.
With the all-new episode. Tomorrow joining us on the show, we've got Ryan Seacrest's hairdresser.
Yes.
He's coming in to cut my hair.
Right.
And...
Bob Counselor.
Oh, yes, that's right. The father of the... The father of the councils.
Who is alive.
Oh, he's alive.
Oh, very good.
And he's pissed.
Really?
Ooh. Well, it's got something to do with rights over songs. And
very good.
So that's tomorrow. Please stay tuned for Ron and Fez. They got a great show. They're coming up next on WJFK, Live 105, and The Buzz in Tampa Bay. Ron and Fez next. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you, playing that button. You know... The catheter is our secret, Rob.
Why ruin a good quiet?
Ruin a good quiet. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode.
Be happy.
Catheter.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Oh, we're sorry.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life. Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.